If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Lube it or lose it.
Yeah! Woohoo! All right! Woo! Yeah! Ha!
F me, F me, F me.
Oh, yes. I can't tell you how much yes.
F me, F me, F me.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
Lisa. Yum, 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 yum.
Stop it, stop it. This objectification of women has to stop.
You're just a woman with a small brain. With a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Where do they start with a sponge bath? At your feet or your head?
No, they go with the dick. I don't like that head.
And now,
aloha, and welcome to
our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bicho. It's 5:31, and it is Wednesday, the 23rd of the January. Thank you.
I was ready.
Live sound effects by Lisa May. Lisa, look at you. Are you dressing up? What do you have?
Just doing a little shopping. I've been watching What Not to Wear, and so I threw away pretty much everything I own.
What's What Not to Wear?
It's a show on TLC.
Oh, is that the Bravo show? Oh, TLC.
Yeah. And doing a little shopping.
What Not to Wear.
Yeah. Turns out everything I wear is What Not to Wear.
Really? What a surprise.
Yeah.
That's the thing about fashion, though. You can always count on that. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. It's wrong.
Well, that's true.
Easier,
but, I mean, this,
for men,
this is about
way easier, yeah.
What looks good on you.
Okay.
And is fashionable. But I am still puzzled by many of their rules, I have to tell you.
Well, that's...
There's a lot of stuff about the weight of different fabrics that go together and don't, and patterns that do and don't. It's a puzzle.
Yeah, it's not a puzzle, really. You just need to just tell them to F off. And
just wear solids.
You're fine.
We don't need to watch What Not to Wear because we work with Lightning. So he can just tell us...
That is true.
That's dumb. Don't ever wear it again.
That's true. The man with the clothes too big for...
Don't put that shirt with that, with those... What are you doing?
And he's, yeah. Brings 20 pairs of tennis shoes too.
He wears like a 5XL shirt.
Yep.
That he could fit all of us in.
But he is the judge of fashion.
Oh dear God, is he the judge?
The best.
Yells at people.
Don't ever wear that hat again.
That's right.
It's been said.
It's been said recently, as a matter of fact.
Isn't he fresh to death?
He is fresh to death. Yeah. Well, that's the thing about him. He's got that shop. We need to come up with a new slogan for him, by the way, because he's been trying to advertise it. And, you know, I don't know that pride sold here.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's...
It's not the Marine Corps.
I don't know that that's what he's looking for.
We were going to do that.
Yep.
We need to put that on the schedule.
We need some help.
Do that for sure.
Because one of his advertising slogans, he has a shop where he sells shirts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his advertising slogans was pride sold here. And the other was
fresh to death since
03.
Yeah.
Fresh to death. What the hell?
Brilliant. Brilliant, I say.
Now, What Not to Wear, would they say the wristband is a good move?
No, this.
The old, old NBA wristband?
The wrap around the wrist. It is attractive, isn't it?
Lisa May apparently is playing injured today.
You know what I've been doing too much of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's supposed to help me. Everything in this room is wrong. The height of the chair, the height of the computer, everything is just wrong. And this chair, by the way, broken as are all, so it won't go up or down. So
that chair doesn't go up or down?
Nope.
So
my wrist is bent all funny, and I think I've been straining something, and my fingers have been numb, and my arm has been tingling.
But not here. You've been straining your
hand? I think it may be from the computer. We couldn't figure out what it was, but I've been going to the chiropractor like once a week for the last month.
Right.
And it is getting better. But since I put this on, because I used this wrist strap yesterday too,
right.
It does seem to be getting better. So I think it's working on this keyboard all day.
Really?
I know. It's crazy.
You're injured from typing?
Yeah.
Really? She does type like a mofo, though. I mean, she pounds that keyboard.
And I have to use it for the traffic and stuff, so it's not like I can't. But I think this is helping because it kind of keeps me from bending my wrist too much.
Hmm.
But, of course, I have to rip it off at home, you know.
Don't. Sure. Don't tell anyone else that story.
Okay.
Yeah. That.
Sorry.
That's not.
It was. I injured myself rollerblading.
Good. Good.
Okay.
Snowboarding even better.
Snowboarding,
now.
Yes.
Oh,
course.
What a terrible fall
this
that was.
This last weekend. Oh, my God. It was crazy. Wish I could be there right now. It's snowing.
I know you do.
Dude.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. Oh, look at that news with the snow coming down.
It really is snowing. That's in Gorman.
Wow, that sucks. I'm so glad I don't live someplace where it snows.
You're not going to be able to drive up the 5 today.
So many parts of the country where it's just miserable. You watch that Green Bay game on Sunday and you go, wow, I'm glad I don't live
there. And there's people there at the game.
They're sold out, 24 below.
What's wrong with them?
Now if you've ever been in cold, which most people have because, most people don't get to grow up in sunshine, you know that for the first 15 minutes, you go, well, this isn't too bad. And then, the next 15 minutes, you go, well, it's a little cold. And then for the rest of the time, you just want to die.
You're miserable and you can't feel your feet.
You want to take your life.
Yeah.
So that's why I love Southern California. I grew up in Phoenix. I need, I need my sunny
sun.
And 70. That's what I need.
I hate how people who grow up in Minnesota or Ohio where it gets freezing cold, they have this, you just don't understand what you're missing out on type of attitude. And
yes,
we do. No, you don't know what you're missing out on.
We're missing out on 8 months of miserably cold weather. That's what we're missing out on
here. Well, you get used to it. Your blood gets thicker.
I like having seasons. How do you not get
it? Yeah, I heard someone bitching about that in Cabo. They don't have any seasons here. It's like, thank God.
Yeah.
It's like, this is wonderful.
It's like Joe Rogan said. So why would you insist on living in Michigan when you know Hawaii is real?
That's a good point.
Really good question.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. We have Zachary Levi, who is on the program today, because he's the guy that plays the lead in Chuck.
Oh, I love him.
And apparently they have two more. It's weird because the networks come out with this information about how, they have a couple of more episodes of a show. That's it.
Yep.
And they're going to burn them off on such and such a day. Apparently they're going to play two episodes of Chuck tomorrow.
The last two?
Tomorrow night. I don't know if it's – I think it's the last two.
They're going out in a blaze of glory?
I think so, yeah. They're going to do a big 1-2 punch of Chuck.
Wow.
Which is a good show. I don't know if you've watched that.
I have.
I love that show.
It's really good.
And apparently they have two, and apparently after tomorrow night, they're going to be gone.
Jeez.
So that's good times. Ralph's taking a look at the American Idol highlights.
Oh, good.
From last night.
I haven't seen those yet.
Yeah, I don't watch. I can't watch
that
show.
Missing.
I know.
You're missing amazing things.
I love horrible. I'm a fan of bad. And that's why I like these particular contestants. That's why we're covering it. But then it turns, and then you got people trying to sing,
Motown,
You Light Up My Life, or whatever BS songs they pick. It drives me crazy. Doto on the program today, hopefully.
Nope.
He's not on, or you just don't?
Because I'm hoping he is not on.
Oh, no, he's on the show.
He's going to call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to call. We're not going
to
have him
come in.
Kidding?
He knows where this place is, though.
Yeah, but
we have security.
We have Lisa with the wristband.
Yeah.
She'll take him down.
Hiya!
Doto has a gun if we...
We have Charles. He'll go first.
If we if we read his emails correctly, he already has a weapon.
He says he's licensed. Like, somebody official said, you can have a weapon.
You're the kind of person that needs to carry a weapon.
There's no way that happened, is there?
Well, that's what we want to find out.
Okay.
Because,
if there is, something is very wrong with our system and must be fixed.
Oh, well, no kidding. Yeah. So we're going to talk to him today. Also, we're going to talk to our... the person in charge of hiring the receptionist here at K-Rock, because our receptionist, supermodel Janelle, leaving us.
Yeah.
She's leaving us.
All the hot ones do.
Yeah.
You notice that?
So, and we've
snatched up.
We've, you walk through a room and you pick up a little chatter, and we've figured out that she's trying to hire a hot dude.
Yeah.
No.
And to replace
Alex and I paid her some cash.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be great.
Mike and I threatened her life.
Well, that Trump's cash.
And, so that can't happen. It has to remain supermodel.
Oh, you got it.
It has to.
It's a hard place to work.
What are you going
to
do? Apparently, speaking of supermodels, apparently there is a Southwest Airlines flight. And Ralph's heard about this for a long time. And I didn't know that this was a specific thing. I know that on Fridays in Southern California, a lot of strippers catch a plane and go to Vegas because they can make a lot of dough in Vegas at strip clubs on the weekend.
Right.
So on Fridays, there's always, a couple, three, four strippers that you can go, okay, stripper, stripper, and stripper.
They stand out.
They do, yeah. And but there's supposedly a Southwest Airlines flight that is just 100% all strippers.
Like only strippers get to be on that flight?
Yes. It's the stripper flight.
Really?
Yes. And there was an article on it at AOL.com about the stripper flight. So we have to find out about that.
Well, yeah.
Because I've been wanting to get into the, to being a steward for quite some time.
Can't you see what that flight would be like? At least what we imagine that flight is like. They're
all
in there drinking and licking each other and having at it.
That is how I picture it, as a matter of fact.
I know.
There's a story about Kenyan men and how old British women are going to Kenya so that they can get themselves a piece.
You go, girls.
Old British women taking on the Kenyans.
Has the Queen been to Kenya lately?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
Maybe we should ask her.
But that's a bizarre story, that they're actually vacationing there to specifically have sex with big black men.
Big strapping black men.
Yes.
Wow.
So we'll talk about that today. We will talk about Heath Ledger today.
Yeah.
We have Harvey Levin again in the 6 o'clock hour to tell us what he knows about it.
Okay.
It's a bizarre story all day
Shocking.
Yesterday. How old was he? 28.
28.
So we got that coming up this morning. And we're all excited about Rambo this mm-hmm. weekend. And we have Julie Benz, who plays, who's in Rambo with Sylvester Stallone. And she's also in this show Dexter that was on Showtime for a long time. And now CBS, because the writer's strike, they don't have anything new, they're going to replay Dexter. So most people will get a shot at it. They didn't, you know, a lot of people don't have Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Way fewer, it seems like, than HBO.
I didn't for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite TV shows ever. It's just a 10 in every way.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So we'll tell you about that too when we have Julie Benz on the program this morning. And we continue to qualify you for K-Rock's World Tour 2003. Is it really 2003? Wow, have we gone back?
That would be an 8.
2008. Destination number 3.
Okay.
Jack Johnson in Australia. You qualify all week by winning tickets to see Jack Johnson at the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival.
Nice.
And then we'll do the drawing and send somebody to Australia to see Jack Johnson. That's not bad.
Nope.
So your chance to qualify for that coming up. And Ralph Showbiz Beat is next. Ralph is here with the first look at Showbiz Beat.
Yeah.
Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning. I'm sure as you've heard by now, actor Heath Ledger was found dead in his Manhattan apartment yesterday. Just 28 years old. This one certainly caught everyone by surprise, but if you believe the information that's been coming out since the body was found, he was struggling with a substance abuse problem. And no word yet on whether this was an accidental overdose or intentional or suicide. But apparently cops on the scene said they did find prescription drugs next to the body. There were some rumors that the pills were strewn about the body. Where
that's
lay.
What I heard first.
Now, that was apparently not the case, according to New York City police. But they did find pills, and, of course, it will take some investigation with the autopsy and toxicology reports to find out exactly what happened. Another report is also that Heath was suffering from pneumonia at the time of his death. So they really say it's too early to speculate whether it was accidental or intentional. If he took some sleeping pills, it's possible it could have suppressed his respiration enough in combination with pneumonia that could have taken his life. But there's any number of possibilities, so we just got to kind of wait and see.
That was a shocker.
Sure was. The saddest news of all, of course, is that although Heath recently split from his wife Michelle Williams last year, they did have a daughter who was born in October of 2005, so she's about a year and a half old. So that's a sad aspect of an even sadder story. So, yeah. It's a bummer.
Was he, not that this is as important, but was he finished with his Batman?
Yeah, apparently he finished Joker, all his shooting for The Dark Knight, and that will be his last screen performance as he portrays the Joker against Christian Bale's Batman coming out later this summer, which will, sadly, I think, surround the movie with an excess of publicity that really doesn't have anything to do with the film. You know,
sure.
It was just going to be saying Heath Ledger's last performance. That's every tabloid TV show. Well, now when they're talking about The Dark Knight, we'll talk about Heath Ledger's final performance. And
yeah.
Now the movie's going to have to carry that burden as well as being a tent pole of a big franchise for Warner Brothers. So, in a related story, this makes me want to puke. And hopefully it will evoke the same reaction from you. But if you're familiar with the... Sometimes I hate being on broadcast television or radio because you can't really say what
can't
you want
say
to
things.
Say. But the scumbags at the Westboro Baptist Church, are familiar with these people?
Oh, dear God, yes.
This is the church, and I use that in a very loose way because it's basically one family and a bunch of psycho followers. These are the people who go around and they go to AIDS funerals with the God Hates Fags signs, and they picket outside these people's funerals.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, they just released a news release announcing that they intend to picket Heath Ledger's funeral. Because, of course, Heath played a gay man in a movie. He did play a gay man in Brokeback Mountain, and they have announced the WC will picket this pervert's funeral in religious protest and warning. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, they say. Heath Ledger thought it was great fun to find God Almighty in his plain word. by playing a fag. God hates the sordid, tacky bucket of slime seasoned with vomit known as Brokeback Mountain, and he hates all persons having anything whatsoever to do with it.
I thought God was love. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. The Westboro Baptist Church is wrong. Heath Ledger is now...
Do they know he was acting? I mean, are they aware of that?
No, we're supposed to pretend that there's no one in the world that's gay.
It doesn't matter that he was acting. He was involved in this film.
Is the anyone
and anyone
associated
connected with
the
it, God will smite.
What about anyone
smote.
That saw it?
Oh,
is that,
yeah.
Is that
our eyes are going to fall
qualify
up.
You for hell as well?
The news release goes on to say Heath Ledger is now in hell and has begun serving his eternal sentence there. Besides which, nothing else about Heath Ledger is relevant or consequential, they say, and they will be picketing his funeral. That's their plan out of Topeka, Kansas, the Westboro Baptist Church.
It's one of the most hateful groups that I have ever come across.
Absolutely.
Look, I'm a militant agnostic, which means I don't know, and neither do you, regarding the afterworld. But if there is a God, and there is a heaven, and there is a hell, you gotta hope that there's a very special place for these people in eternal damnation, so...
It takes a certain kind of brokenness to stand outside of a funeral and boycott.
I can't think of anything worse.
All that hate, all that anger.
Yeah. I mean, the things these do to people, these people do rather to families who have lost people because of AIDS or... then they were picketing military funerals for a while.
Yep.
Because they said America was responsible for AIDS and gays and abortions. And so these people are spectacularly horrible. And that was their press release yesterday.
Wow.
Good times.
Yeah.
Mark Vincent Kaplan is the name of Kevin Federline's lawyer, and he is divulging some details about what happened during Britney Spears' deposition on Monday.
Delicious. Oh,
she finally sat for like 2.5 hours, right?
She was still 50 minutes late.
Oh. Okay.
50, 5-0.
Okay.
But they did get a chance to cover more ground because she has been avoiding the depositions so far. He said he's only asked about 2% of his questions, however. So there's a lot more to get out of Britney. The problem is, you got to stop, and you got to say, "Who am I talking to now?" Oh,
that's true.
It's Teresa, the British nanny. All right, what personality am I dealing with now? Can I please talk to Brittany again? It's a long process.
Talking to Harvey yesterday, he was saying that one character does not remember what the other character what happened with the other character. So when she speaks with that English accent, she goes back to Brittany. She has no idea what she said.
So you can imagine how difficult it would be to get some information out of her.
Yeah.
Wow.
The lawyer says that the deposition was very gut-wrenching. And he said, this has been a difficult process. Now, meanwhile, TMZ.com, speaking to Harvey Levin, who we'll be talking with shortly about the whole Heath Ledger situation, reports that Commissioner Gordon says that Britney's lawyers want to have a meeting with him to investigate the possibility of Britney regaining some visitation rights. They want to show up today and ask the commissioner to grant her monitored visitation in a therapeutic setting.
Therapeutic?
Yeah.
Meaning that she's going to count this as therapy?
Yeah. It'll be good for her to see the kids. It'll be good for the kids to see her. Probably she'll have to see them in a shrink's office. That's what they're guessing. That they're going to at least request of Commissioner Gordon. And then, of course, Commissioner Gordon will put the bat signal in the sky. And then Batman and Robin will show up. And then they'll make the final decision whether
Gordon.
She gets to see the kids in the
Batcave. I don't think that's the same one.
I'm confused because I feel like I've been missing out on life.
Yeah.
It's Britney yesterday.
Well, stop being crazy. Have you seen the new video of Amy Winehouse sucking on a crack pipe?
Yeah. Oh, I heard about
that's
it.
That's very entertaining.
Oh, no.
The London Sun tabloid put on their website footage of Amy appearing to inhale fumes from something which appears to be a pipe of some sort,
mm-hmm.
packed with some sort of white rock powdery substance.
Hmm.
And then admitting that she had, up to that point, snorted ecstasy and cocaine and had to take 6 Valiums to come down.
The end is near.
No kidding.
Well, in the light of this video being released, Amy yesterday visited a private rehab clinic in London.
Hmm.
Did she stay?
No.
She
just visited.
She was visiting.
Just drop by for a chat.
How's everybody doing?
What's this place like? No, I don't see any crack. Okay, I'm going to pass. I don't think that's going to work out for me so well. But, yeah. So maybe she's looking into some help at all. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Little TV highlight. We'll give you a heads up. Tonight is the debut of Fox's Moment of Truth.
Oh, that's tonight.
Don't want to miss this.
This looks good.
Everyday folks are hooked up to a lie detector test, then asked a series of incriminating questions in front of their friends and family. And it's just going to be great.
It's just going to be wonderful.
I'm looking forward to that. And I want to tell you about a show that Mike turned me on to called Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
On AMC.
Called what? Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad. Okay. Mike, you'd probably do a better job than me of describing it, but it's the dad from...
It's Bryan Cranston, who played the dad in Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes.
Okay.
Stars. And he plays a science teacher who starts selling meth to his students in order to make a little extra money.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Things go horribly wrong in his life.
Wow, no kidding.
You can probably still catch the pilot this week. I'm sure they'll replay
Is it an hour series?
Mm-hmm.
No. How about that?
It's great. I watched the pilot.
Dark comedy.
Yes.
Very, very funny. Here's some good news for the Grammy Awards. The WGA has announced that its members will not be picketing music industry's biggest award show.
Really?
No kidding.
Grammy Awards are scheduled to be broadcast live from the Staples Center here in L.A. on February the 10th. And the writers have said, all right, we're going to just... keep our hands off this one, which is, makes sense because it's really sort of unrelated to what they do. It's not TV or film where they are really focused their energies. I'm sure there are some musical performers who also double as actors like Justin Timberlake or Beyonce. But apparently they figure this is not a fight that we're gonna battle on. So makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And this is shocking news. I had no idea. But did you know that Nate Dogg suffered a stroke last month?
No.
Yeah. Oh. People say that Nate was left paralyzed on the left side of his body and that is recovering in an occupational rehab facility.
Wow.
They're calling it a mild stroke and say it happened just before Christmas. Nate's only 39 years old and doctors aren't sure if he'll ever fully recover or not.
Oh, wow. My God.
So that's bad news.
They can do amazing things now. I saw Peter Griffin had the same thing.
Yeah.
Walked into an office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Came out 5 minutes later, that's perfectly fine.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, there's hope.
It's an animated TV series,
what's
that? Not so much real life.
No.
Yeah. And Hugh Grant is facing criticism that at 50, almost nearly 50 years old, he is still partying with college co-eds in England and having a good time.
He does have a good life.
And the problem is what?
He answered the rumors, denying a midlife crisis, saying, I am doing what any other single man in my position would do just by having some fun.
Yeah.
And I think if you're rich and famous and you're single, yes, guys probably would do that.
What the hell?
You know what guys wouldn't do, though, Hugh, is to pay for really skanky low-rent hookers and get Hummers in a car while dating a smoking hot supermodel.
Yeah.
Some guys may not do that.
Most wouldn't do that, I don't think.
And lastly, I got to give you a heads up to a very funny video. Thank you, assistant producer Alex, who turned me on to this yesterday. Have you seen Jerry O'Connell?
Good for him.
From... Carpoolers. But also from Jerry Maguire and many other good projects as well.
And Carpoolers.
That's what I said, that one and then the good things that he's done.
I already mentioned that.
And he's also the husband of the delicious supermodel Rebecca Romijn.
Mm-hmm.
He has a video on funnyordie.com. You're familiar with Will Ferrell's
love that site.
Website? Very, very funny website. Where he does a parody of Tom Cruise's Scientology video.
Oh, no,
and
he didn't.
I am telling you, it is one of the funniest things you've ever seen.
They kind of look a little alike.
And he does a brilliant Tom Cruise impression during this. It's hysterical. So, you know, it's funny because he co-starred with Tom in Jerry Maguire.
That's right.
But it's hilarious.
It takes some guts.
It does take some guts, and I'm sure Tom and Scientology is not too pleased.
I'm sure.
But it's done partially to raise awareness about the writer's strike, but they also cover a lot of other topics as well, and it's very, very funny. So you want to check that out at funnyordie.com. Just wanted to give you a heads up. A little humor on a sad day as we deal with the Heath Ledger thing. And these Baptist church people.
Oh, just make me. I would want to beat the hell out of them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also moved to thoughts of violence when I read this stuff and I see them on television. And, you know, part of me says we should talk to them, but then why do you want to even expose their message of hate to any more publicity?
No, yeah, it'd be great if they got zero publicity.
I'd like to see them shot.
I would, too.
I'd like to see some lunatic with a semi-automatic weapon go down there and just mow down these people while they picket outside the funeral of a family that had lost someone from AIDS.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them.
No one would turn them in.
I would like to see them suffer.
I'd hide
I know
them
that's
in my
not
house.
The Christian way to go about things. It doesn't make me any better than them with that sort of mentality, but I can't help it. I'm just as God.
I think it does. I think they deserve it.
Think I'd be a weapon of God?
Yeah.
I could claim.
I don't know.
Acting in the Lord's name.
I think Lisa's right.
You shall be smoked.
They would say, "Who saw the shooter?" And everybody would go,
"Yep,
didn't see anything here."
But we should fight hate with love. That's what we should be doing. We should go hug
them.
We should go hug those people and say,
as long as you have a knife.
Only same-sex people can hug them, though. you know, guys have same to sex. Hug guys oh, and women have to hug women.
They wouldn't care really for that, spin would them they? Out. Today's celebrity birthdays, Richard Dean Anderson. You probably know him better as MacGyver. He's 58 years old today. He's going to make a birthday cake out of a drum of Vaseline, ooh, some shoelaces, a Sharpie.
Yeah.
And some paper clips.
That is not going to be a good cake, though.
It is. It's funny. That's the funny. You wouldn't think, but when MacGyver puts it together, it's delicious.
How about that?
Robin Zander from Cheap Trick, legendary rock guitarist. He's 55 years old today. Mariska Hargitay.
Oh!
Who plays Detective Olivia Benson over there on Law & Order SVU. She is 44 years old today. And Tiffany Thiessen.
Yeah.
Fell in love with her on Saved by the Bell. And grew up with her with Beverly Hills 90210. And now we just bank it to pictures of her in magazines. She's 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And I got to tell you, I've saved my entire life for a vacation that we went on last year.
Mm-hmm.
Always, always, always wanted to go to Africa. That was my dream.
Yes.
Save, save, save. Finally ended up going over last Christmas, and it was one of the most amazing places I've ever seen. I apparently was not aware, though, of some of the activity that was going on there.
Really? Right under your nose?
Apparently, one in five, according to the article that I'm reading, one in five people go to Kenya for sex. And apparently old British women, 50, 60 years old, that's their dream. That's their dream vacation, is to go to Kenya and have sex with a young stud black man.
Well, that's all our dream, but thank God I don't have to go to Kenya to do that. You're telling me one in five people who go to Kenya as a tourist go for sex.
That is what some of the hoteliers there are saying. Some of the people in the hotels are saying, yes.
No kidding.
One in five.
That's crazy.
There's a guy there, an Olympic basketball star, 22-year-old, said he has slept with more than 100 white women, most of them more than 30 years older than him.
Yeah.
He's making some dough.
Yeah. So basically, it's old rich women.
Well, you know, going Thailand. Thailand's a sex place for the dudes because they like the little Asian chicks,
I guess,
right?
Yeah.
And women want the, you know, the guy that's packing.
Yeah. Apparently, they do. I had no idea this was going on. I mean, imagine.
Wow.
Old women. And they go to this, this beach area where I guess all the guys know what's happening. They know what's up. And the women walk up and down the beaches, and the guys walk up and down the beaches, and then they just pick themselves one.
They just go, hook up?
Hey, you're 20. Come with me. And these guys, by the way, this is a tribe, a backwoods tribe, the Maasai tribe that I saw when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
They still measure wealth with cattle.
They're, so the women buy them livestock? Is that what you're suggesting?
I don't know what the women buy them, but I'm just saying they're not modern.
Yes.
At all. And I think that's what the women are looking for.
Wow.
So we had to track this story down, as you know. This sounds just too ridiculous to be true.
It really does.
But apparently it is. And we had our sister producer, our producer Lightning, track someone down in Kenya. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm very good. I just had sex with a white woman.
Is that right?
Did.
Yes.
Just now?
Just finished. You look called at the perfect time.
Okay, good.
Otherwise, I would have been deep in.
I think we know it.
In activity.
What happened? Yeah.
I would have been going, oh, no, I've forgotten. One I have got no heart.
What does that mean in African click language?
I'm done. Get out.
Okay, all right.
That's
now, this is the same beach area that's in the story. Is that where we're reaching you?
That's right.
Okay.
It's called Sex Beach.
Sex Beach.
Well, that seems obvious.
In English, it means beach where they have sex.
Okay. I can understand that translation.
Yes.
Now,
how
old are you?
I am 22.
22. Okay.
Yes.
How old was the woman you just slept with?
Yeah.
I could not be sure. I would have to cut her in half and count the rings.
That sounds old, though.
I'd have to have her carbon dated.
So you're saying
I'm guessing somewhere in the age range of 50 to dirt.
50 to dirt?
Yes.
Wow. Now, do you do this a lot? Is this something that you have sex with older women
a
lot?
I have many sex with older white women. They come from England and other countries to come here and have sex with me.
Okay.
They like to ride the ebony python.
Is that right?
They are looking for the dark, heat-seeking, moisture missiles.
Right, that's what I've heard.
And they love to ride the chocolate tree junk.
Right, oh. Right. I got it. Now, is
By
it...
By the way, chocolate tree junk...
is a good band name?
Opening up at Coachella.
How do you know about Coachella, sir?
Because Coachella is an old African word.
Meaning?
Meaning it's too effing hot out here.
Okay, I didn't realize that's what it meant.
Yes.
Now, is it true what it says in the article that a lot of these older women do not want to actively... turn down condoms. They do not want to use condoms.
I don't speak good English, but I have no idea what that question was.
Would you mind if I tried again?
Could you try one more time? This time, make it more simple for an African like myself to understand what the F you're talking about.
How about if I just read it then?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Apparently, women, older rich women, travel for sex with young Kenyan men,
yes.
And they shun condoms. They say no to condoms because they find them too, quote, businesslike.
Even reading it, it's very complex, what you're saying.
Do the women...
Are you asking if the white women don't want to use condoms when they have sex with me?
Yes! That's clearly what I'm asking.
That is not clearly.
Who's laughing in the background there?
That's Omar.
You have a friend named Omar?
Yes, he keeps my cattle.
Is that right?
He's in charge of wrangling my oxen. He's an oxen wrangler.
I have not heard of that.
That is true. Many white women don't want to use the condoms when we have sex here in Africa.
But aren't they worried about disease?
There's no concern here. There's not a lot of AIDS in Africa.
There's not? Because I've read there is.
In Kenya, it's almost 8%.
Well, that's pretty high.
It is, yeah.
Holy crap.
Now, do you get tested regularly?
I do.
Okay.
I got a 98 on my reading comprehension,
In
my arithmetic test, I was 73.
What test?
Arithmetic test. Arithmetic, math.
Yeah.
My math test.
My English skills are catchy.
Yes, it's more dangerous than AIDS. I wish I could put a condom on your mouth.
We all do. From TMZ.com, our old friend Harvey Levin. Good morning, Harvey.
Morning, guys.
Sorry to push into service again after yesterday. You were already on our program. But we want to talk a little bit about Heath Ledger and what you know.
Well, I think the headline right now is that there's a lot of swirl that this was a suicide. It's not looking that way, and nobody knows for sure, but here's what we know. I mean, we've got multiple sources. I mean, we broke this story yesterday because of some contacts at NYPD. And when we were told initially about this, it just seemed weird with all these pills around.
Right.
But as it turns out, here's the deal. He had pneumonia, so he was on some medications. We're told he was on some kind of an anti-anxiety drug that they found, as well as sleeping pills there.
Oh, I see.
But most of the drugs were in containers. It wasn't like they were strewn on his body.
Yeah, that was the first report, was that he was lying in a pile of pills.
And there were some NYPD, actually some people who kind of came out and said some things that made people think, okay, this is what happened. In fact, they even said that it was Mary-Kate Olsen's apartment, and that wasn't true either.
Right.
But here's the way the dust is settling. We've talked to multiple people now at NYPD. They are saying they don't know for sure, but it's looking like it's accidental. They say there's no real evidence pointing to suicide, and even more importantly, aside from what they're telling us, a rep for the Ledger family told us that the detectives have told them that there's no evidence they've found suggesting suicide. You're not going to know until the toxicology comes out, but that's the way it's looking now.
I gotcha.
So a mixture of prescription drugs he was taking for his pneumonia, mixing badly with some other stuff that he was taking.
No, no. I mean, it could be anything. I mean, nobody knows until the toxicology is done. It could be. I mean, theoretically, drugs may not even play a part in this thing.
Right.
Yeah, who knows? But until the toxicology report comes out, you're not going to know for sure. It's just that, when there's a suicide, there are markers
right.
that you can kind of see, and there were no markers, at least, that the cops have seen so far.
Right, and that's why a lot of people were surprised, because he doesn't have a history of problems or anything like that, does he?
You don't hear about it.
Well, he had... We put a bunch of stories up yesterday. He had a substance abuse problem.
Okay.
He did. And we were told by people who were kind of working with him, people who were working with him on a personal and professional level, that he seemed clean for a year. Now, I can't say whether that's true or not.
Right.
But he did have a problem
With what specifically, Harvey? Do you know?
They wouldn't say, and it was interesting because one of the people who knows what was going on said to me that it was really uncertain. I'm not sure if that was just a way of couching it or not, but mm-hmm. I can't tell you what it is because I don't know.
Okay, so had some problems, but this does not look like, at least on first view by the NYPD, that it was on purpose.
An OD or they're not even, they didn't say it wasn't like an OD of drugs, and I don't know what it is, but, you know, he had pneumonia. He was really sick.
Right.
He had sleeping pills there. I can't tell you what it is, but what I can tell you is that they're saying it doesn't look like suicide.
So it sounds like, you know, it's possibly he took some sleeping pills and his system kind of probably just was with the pneumonia.
Right.
Just didn't have enough to overcome. And he was, the person that found him was a masseuse, right? He had a massage appointment?
Well, two people. There was a housekeeper and a masseuse who walked in at the same time. The housekeeper actually walked in a little before the masseuse. The housekeeper walked in the bedroom, and just as the housekeeper walked in, the masseuse walked in, and they both found him at the same time. The housekeeper called 911, and then this is how this whole Mary Kay thing started. The masseuse knew the bodyguard for the Olsen twins, and Mary Kate lived right around the corner, and the bodyguard is a licensed EMT. So her first thought was, let's call the bodyguard because he could come over here and administer CPR. So the bodyguard ran over. By that time, the cops had already been there and were administering it, but the bodyguard told some people that it looked like he had been dead for a while.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you. All right. Well, that's the latest. We just wanted to have you on, Harvey, just to kind of catch people up if they didn't hear all of the details. And when something like this breaks, it seems like there's 15 different stories that just start flying out there. It's just a swirl of confusion. You never know what to trust and what not to trust.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the way all of these stories happen. And it's just, you know, what you try and do is just kind of cross-check sources. And I mean, that's the way the whole Mary Kay thing started.
Right. Right.
And, you know, that somebody in the NYPD was saying that it's her apartment. It wasn't her apartment. And even though we knew it wasn't her apartment, we put it up. It was just interesting. Once it gets out there, people will not let it go.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Harvey Levin, TMZ.com and TMZ TV 630 on Fox. Thanks for squeezing us in today, Harvey.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Psycho Mike, tell us how you discovered this song. First, let me describe to people who grew up, maybe you were born 1980, you know, mid-80s, mm-hmm. and you weren't really paying attention at that point because you were so small. In the 80s, for some reason, all of the sports teams, professional sports teams, decided they needed to do songs. And as a team, rap songs, the Super Bowl Shuffle
was the first one. Was that the first one? 85.
I don't think that so. One. The Super Bowl Shuffle was the biggest, most high-profile one.
Yeah.
Because the Chicago Bears, when they were going to the Super Bowl, did the Super Bowl Shuffle. And it was just, they took turns rapping, and it was just a phenomenon.
Yes. The novelty song is something that's died off in this generation. But through the 80s and even into the mid-90s with, like, the Bartman. You remember when the Simpsons had the Bartman?
Oh, sure.
The novelty song was huge.
Do the Bartman, yeah.
Okay. And I'm a huge Laker fan. I mean, lifelong season ticket holder with my family. And I never knew about this song, which I discovered at the Laker game about 2 weeks ago when they played the Boston Celtics at the Staples Center. It was like a throwback night. And the Lakers, a lot of you guys might remember, came out in like short shorts.
Really?
To commemorate.
Really short shorts,
yeah, to
by
commemorate
the
high point of the Lakers-Celtics rivalry, which was in the mid-80s. Well, they did like a whole throwback theme, and they showed pictures of old 80s Lakers who are now still in the organization, Kurt Rambis and Michael Thompson and stuff like that. And then in between the third and fourth quarter, they played this song.
They played it on the big screen?
On the big screen. Said, ladies and gentlemen, for your viewing enjoyment, we'd like to break out from the 1988 Lakers season, Just Say No to Drugs, and it's this Nancy Reagan sponsored anti-drug song that the entire Lakers team did. And you will not believe your eyes if you see this on YouTube. It is insane.
Yeah, we're going to put it up at Kevin and Bean, krock.com, Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. It should be there by the end of the show. So if you don't remember this, just go to there and you'll get the link. But if you're at a computer right now, you can search for Just Say No and it comes out. I think it's the second one that comes up on YouTube. It's the entire team. And it's not like one at a time. They're all there. In one long line, in their super short shorts,
blue blockers. And there's a random white guy that we can't. We look at all the players that are rapping. We're like, oh, look, it's AC Green. Look, it's Byron Scott. There's this one 7-foot white guy in blue blockers. None of us know who he is.
I've been a fan of Lakers too my whole life. I have no clue
no
who this
idea.
Guy is.
No
awesome.
Idea
whatsoever. But I mean, and they don't have the secondary players only doing this. They have Kareem. They have Magic.
Wow.
They have Pat Riley. They have James Worthy. I mean, the biggest names in the Laker organization in the 80s do this song, Just Say No.
America, how we run and stand. There's a drug problem, it's got to be clear. It's a war we're fighting across our land. It's here right now, so let's take a stand. With the LA Lakers, and we're here to say that the drugs are killing every day.
Okay, so that's the entire team rapping like together, singing
yeah.
together.
They're good.
Half of them are wearing bright yellow like muscle shirts and shorts and some kind of gigantic sunglass indoors. And then I believe it's Kareem that steps up first.
I'm Kareem, the captain of the team. I don't need drugs. I got a higher thing. My sky hook makes a team look good, but there's a hook we gotta shake from the neighborhood.
My name is West, and on the court I'm rough. Out here on the street, we all gotta get tough. Say no to drugs, call the drug man's brother.
They call me Smurf, I give my team my best. When you really care, you can do no less. But the game of life is more serious, cause drugs make business of all.
By the way, this is the exact same music bed that they use for almost all of almost all of these.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Super Bowl Shuffle to me, the exact same bed.
This is horrible, but compared to the Super Bowl Shuffle, this is like Jay-Z at his peak.
Well, that guy you were just playing, I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, no one does.
I can't understand.
My name is Michael, but they call me Cool.
That's Michael Cooper.
My main hangout is up around the hoop. We play hard, but we still play smart. We never let drugs tear us apart.
I'm AC Green with the word. You can't win the game with your vision blurred. Train your child the way to go. And when the drug man comes, he'll say no.
Say no. Just say no.
And then they do the clap.
Just say no. Just say no to drugs. Just say no.
Good God, y'all.
Just say no to drugs.
With the jump shot, I like the idea of being on top. In the top's in reach of every man, if drugs aren't in his master plan.
I'm Kurt Rambis, they call me Superman, and I'm known to give a helping hand. Now there's a rival out there on the streets, we all got to work together to be.
We're the top, but we no relation, and we stand together for a drug-free nation. His words with the sweet slam dunk.
I can make a mess without that jump.
Yeah.
Worthy.
That's James Worthy doing the big bass part.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Be like us and make the right moves. Say no.
No.
Say no.
Now, here they're bringing an entire kids' choir. An entire kids' choir in the same room with the entire Laker team.
Just say no. Just say no to drugs. Just say no. Just say no.
They're done.
Adrian Franklin in the stands against the jerk, I give the one a chance. So let's cut the crap man's money back and tell him to hit the road.
That guy should not be allowed to rap. Who was that?
He was
I have
horrible.
No idea. I couldn't understand what he said. I'm low, low, hit the road, Mac.
You think you could get his name at least?
Tracy in Buena Park. Good morning.
Good morning.
You used to dance to this song?
Yes. Our babysitter owned a copy of this tape, and we would watch it almost daily. And there were several children at this time, and then my three brothers and sisters. And to this day, my sister can still rap most of the song.
Yeah.
How crazy is the fact that they have these superstars doing it? Not just no ones.
Right.
They have Magic is still coming up.
I know, but it was wonderful. And I took it into school for the DARE program, and we watched it. And because our teacher was a huge Lakers fan, and I mean, it was the video to watch.
Good times.
And did you just say no?
Absolutely. Well,
until
adulthood.
Damn it!
Until she grew up. Yeah. Wow, you didn't listen to the song, did you, Tracy?
Tracy,
you were supposed to just say no.
Well, until just after high school.
All right. All right. Thank you for the call. We
doesn't
appreciate
count
it.
Count for college.
Here's some more of the song.
Just say no. I'm the magic man with the Midas touch. Got to play the right way to keep it moving up. It seems that life costs more each day, but drugs are the price I can't afford to pay.
$30 on the purple and gold. Make us bold. We dribble.
being told that the white guy is Chuck Nebbit.
Attaboy.
Oh. All right.
Picture Chuck Nebbit.
My name is Pat, coach of the team. They say my plays really do the thing. So I'm here to tell you the best play of all. Say no to drugs because life is ball. Ball.
See, you can't tell Pat Riley he can't rap. I mean, who's going to tell him that?
No.
Yeah.
He clearly shouldn't have. But
Miami Heat fans can tell him he can't coach, but...
James Worthy.
Bring it down.
Come on.
If you haven't seen the video, it's kind of like We Are the World.
Yes.
With a lot bigger penises and way more venereal diseases.
So, right. That's a good explanation. So go to YouTube, type in Just Say Famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, where we are unnaturally excited about Rambo coming out on Friday. I don't know. It just feels like I'm too excited.
You live for nothing or die for something. You decide. You decide!
And we have Julie Benz, who plays one of the missionaries in that movie. Coming
you can
up,
make it. Go!
Just after the top of the hour.
Run. Run, Julie Benz. Run.
What happens when you're pushed, Rambo?
When you're pushed, killing diseases of breathing.
Hey, did you know they're going to Burma?
Burma? Burma's a war zone.
We don't have any guns, though.
Then you ain't changing nothing.
The whole movie.
The whole movie.
Oh, I can't wait.
Plus, she's in one of my favorite TV shows, Dexter. We'll tell you about that coming up just after the top of the hour. Right now, it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Oh, Heath Ledger. What happened?
What happened?
He was found dead in a Manhattan apartment yesterday, 28 years old. This one caught everyone by surprise. According to the New York Times, a masseuse arrived at his apartment for an appointment yesterday afternoon, let in by a housekeeper who then knocked on Heath's bedroom door. When no one answered, the housekeeper and the masseuse opened the bedroom door and found Heath Ledger unconscious. They shook him. He didn't respond, and the cops were called. No word yet on exactly what happened. Apparently, there were some prescription medications found on near the body, including some sleeping pills. But was it intentional? Was it suicide? Was it accidental? No one knows yet. We have to wait and see. Apparently, he was also suffering from pneumonia at the time, so... No word. I just find it odd that if you think you're going to kill yourself, why do you order a masseuse to come over to give you a massage? It just seems odd that you would make an appointment like that if
it
you
does.
Were planning on not being around. You know, it just seems odd to me. So
yeah, Harvey was saying he talked to a bunch of the people at the NYPD, and they just don't think it is. They just think it was an accidental thing.
Sadly, of course, I mean, the whole thing is sad, but even though Heath split from his wife, Michelle Williams, last year, they did have a daughter together, Matilda Rose, who was born in October of 2005, so... Young girls left without a dad. That's always sad. Also sad is the fact that Paula Abdul is recording music again.
Oh, dear God, help us.
Yeah, she's got a new single.
Oh, no.
Called Dance Like There's No Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, how she move?
Oh, no.
Now that her visibility is back up in front of America with American Idol, no surprise that she has premiered the new single, which appears on the CD of... Another Idol judge, Randy Jackson.
He has a solo CD out?
No, he's got a CD as a producer, which is a compilation of other people's music. It's called Randy Jackson's Music Club, Volume 1.
Okay.
That is a club I don't want to join, by the way. Also features songs from Mariah Carey, Joss Stone, Travis Tritt, Richie Sambora, Catherine McPhee, and Elliot Yameen.
What the hell? Is it just people whose songs he's worked on or something?
I think it's people that he brought in. He's a producer. He's a music producer. He used to be a bass player for Journey and bands in the 70s. But he's a music producer. So apparently he brought in all these artists and produced music for them and put it all on one CD and called it Randy Jackson's Music Club Volume 1.
Is he going to be happy that he has this Paula Abdul song on it? Or
You want to tell me?
I think we have
a little taste of Paula's new song. Here is Dance Like There's No Tomorrow.
I'm so ready to move my body.
Sounds like Bad Britney.
What the hell was that?
Yeah.
One of the worst I've ever heard.
I
hate you so much, I want to shoot you in your face.
Oh, wow. Honey, I like you, but you're just not ripe for this competition.
No, Randy. Yo, dog, I gotta tell you, for me, man, that was not even half good, dude.
Aww. Paula didn't make her own show.
Negative review.
She didn't make her own American Idol audition.
Doesn't matter. She's going to make it. They don't know what they're talking about.
She'll be back.
She'll be back.
They'll be sorry. People didn't support me. They'll be back, and I'm sorry, and they'll be sorry, and I'm back, and I'll be back. We have some clips from last night's American Idol in San Diego.
Bad singers in San Diego?
Bad singers from San Diego.
Is that how they say it?
No.
Oh.
That's how I say it. Of course, San Diego, you know, means it's old German for whale's vagina.
I don't think it is.
Yes, no, I'm pretty sure it is. We're going to have to agree to disagree on this one. No surprise here, actor Fred Thompson has dropped his bid for the Republican presidential nomination.
Yeah.
He hasn't exactly been setting the world on fire, has he?
Trying really hard.
Yeah. And by the way, you don't get to drop when we've told you we don't want you, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like, you're fired, I quit.
Yeah.
I'm going to back out of this whole presidential race. No. I'm not going to run.
Well, he must be exhausted with all that non-working on becoming president.
I heard a spokesman say he was working behind the scenes. He just didn't know it wasn't in the public eye. Yeah.
Sure,
that's kind of what you have to do.
That's how you win the presidency.
Today, I have withdrawn my candidacy for the president of the United States. His official statement reads: "I hope that my country and my party have benefited from our having made this effort."
Not much effort.
Neither. Really.
Spent a lot of money needlessly.
You will make no impact on any of it in any way. He adds, Jerry and I, that's his smoking hot supermodel wife.
Yeah.
We'll always be grateful for the encouragement and friendship of so many wonderful people. He also added, and I wonder if Law and Order will take me back because now I really need a job. Actually, he didn't say that, but you know he wanted to.
Sure.
Miley Cyrus.
Teeth.
One of the biggest teen stars on the planet, right?
Hannah Montana?
She is Hannah Montana. And reportedly, she is, unlike many of her hoary colleagues, a sweet girl. Still a sweet girl. She gets what do you call it when you give your kid money once a month?
Allowance.
Thank you. An allowance from her dad.
Yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus, who's also on the show, plays her dad. But it's only like $50 or something. She gets to, like, you know,
that's it?
Buy bubble gum and makeup or whatever she wants. But he keeps all the money. Keeps her pretty much under lock and key. Keeps an eye on her, which is pretty cool. And the Las Vegas newspaper reported that she made a surprise visit to the Sunrise Hospital's Children's Cancer Ward while she was in Las Vegas. Wasn't planned. They didn't ask her to come. She just showed up.
That's
kidding.
So cool.
Spent about an hour and a half posing for pictures, signing autographs, and visiting all the kids who are suffering from cancer in that ward.
Wow.
That's pretty spectacular for a young girl to take that upon herself.
Those of you who don't know how successful she is, I don't care who you like, she sells more tickets this year.
She is. This tour that she's been doing is the biggest tour in many years. Yeah. Certainly of this year, but in many years. Monster success.
Yeah.
Selling tons of records, merchandise, you name it.
That's pretty cool.
Young girls can't get enough of her. And Brendan Fraser just ended his marriage a couple months ago. A long time fan him. No. they were married for a long time. And now we may know the reason.
Oh.
Apparently he is making the third Mummy movie with Maria Bello.
Yes.
And the two have reportedly bonded on the set, say insiders.
Really? Yes.
And Brendan separated from his wife shortly after they started making the movie together. So, here's the thing about showbiz and actors and movies. Making a movie's like summer camp. You go away and you live in this location and you're all together all the time. And you think what you're feeling is real for these people.
Right.
But it's not. Because remember when summer camp was over and say, oh, we're going to stay best friends forever. And then you go back home and you never talk to those people.
Forget about them pretty quickly.
These people, when are they going to learn that you can't trust movie set romances? Ask Meg Ryan and Russell Crowe. I mean, it just doesn't work out. It's not real. Don't give up your marriage over it. Banger. Don't get me wrong. Banger, banger, banger. For as long as the movie, you know, lasts. As long as the shoot lasts. But when it's over.
Let her go and go back to your wife?
Ciao, Maria Bello. What you got to be saying? Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
And lastly, Johnny Depp. Nominated for his award for his portrayal of Sweeney Todd in the movie of the same name.
You know, they sing a lot of songs in that movie.
Yeah, I've heard that, Kevin. Yeah. A lot of us knew it was a musical going in.
Mm. Not all of us.
Even if you knew it was a musical, there's a lot of songs in that movie.
Well, that's the definition of musical.
The nature of a musical.
They don't speak one word. They sing every word they have. I'm walking down the stairs now. It's ridiculous.
Pretty good.
Can I hear some more?
I am walking down the stairs now.
That's my favorite number, the walking down the stairs song. Johnny says that his true talent lies not in acting nor in the music that he loves so much.
Is he a magician?
No.
Mm.
He says his true gift, and it's not sex either, it's playing Barbies.
With his daughters?
Yes.
Playing Barbies.
He says he often has to portray Barbie and her boyfriend Ken at the same time. And he says it's one of the few things he's really good at.
It's top-notch gay.
So, Johnny Depp, really good at playing Barbies.
I'm telling you right now, women everywhere are going, oh, that's so sweet.
Really?
Oh, now yeah, I want to have sex with him because he plays Barbies.
Yeah. My first thought was,
it's top-notch gay.
Women are fantastic that way. The more you are married, attached, unavailable, and responsible for other people, the more they just want to rip you out of that situation and take you home for themselves.
Absolutely true.
It's the most twisted thing in the world. The thing you respect most about this guy is his devotion to his wife and to his kids and his family unit. And yet, there's nothing you would like to do more than to take him out of that family unit and then have
and
him for your own.
Do it.
Yeah, have your own unit. And then, and then throw him to the curb. Right? After that. After everything's been ruined,
possibly.
Then you move on to the next one.
Or, you know, or create a new family unit with him. But then you're always going to be worried that some other girl's going to come and take your family unit and rip it asunder. Why are you? What's wrong with you people?
Don't know.
You're kind.
We are confused.
Your wrist's all bandaged up. You're all weird.
He's just got a...
All women wear that weird
wristband.
What is the big deal?
Just giant.
You're not in a bench press contest.
She does have a rosin bag over there, doesn't she? Every time she does the traffic.
She does do the clean and jerk, by the way.
That's why she needs support on her wrist.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Maybe that's where she's getting the carpal tunnel from.
That's what I suggested earlier.
A little less Yankee Wanky. A little more sports or whatever the you cover over there.
That's so hot.
She does sports.
What is she doing?
Sports.
Traffic.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Robin Zander. Legendary rock guitarist for the band Cheap Trick is 55 years old today. Mariska Hargitay plays Detective Olivia Benson on Law and Order SVU. She is 44 years old today. Richard Dean Anderson, MacGyver. He is 58 years old today. And Tiffany Thiessen.
Yes.
Mm-mm. We talked about her being on Saved by the Bell, of course, and Beverly Hills 90210. But I almost forgot, and thank you, Psycho Mike, for reminding me that she was the boss on Fastlane, one of my favorite TV
That's
series.
That's right, I forgot about that.
She was the woman in charge of Glurk and Nelb, the two Fastlane cops that she was overseeing.
Glurk and Nelb?
Glurk and Nelb, I think, were their names. Click, click, and Zeef.
Zeef does good work.
Characters' names, I believe, over there on Fastlane. So there you go. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We got to help hire a new supermodel receptionist because our supermodel receptionist, Janelle, is leaving us.
And now that you're used to having a supermodel receptionist, you will have nothing less.
I think it's good for morale.
Well, we've always had hot receptionists.
Yeah, that's
like three in a row.
That's you're
right. We had Katie, who was adorable, and Aaron was hot, and then Janelle, so we have to,
You got a streak.
Well, now it's a tradition. Now we can't break tradition.
Right. So we need to step in and make sure things go according to plan.
I can't have my male model?
No.
Come on. Alex and I, throw the girls a bone.
You could have.
If you know what I'm saying.
Well, no. First of all, knick-knack paddywhack, all right? We're not throwing you a bone. And second of all, there's like two women who work on the show and 75 guys.
Yeah.
But in this building, there are quite a few women.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
You're just
selfish.
And the needs
yes. of the powerful.
No,
yeah,
no.
Needs of the powerful.
And the needs of the powerful. We need to wreck them.
Let's dominate them.
Also, coming up today, we have Zachary Levi. He's Chuck on that NBC show.
I love that Chuck.
I do, too. That's
a
really good show.
I watched the crap out of that show.
American Idol highlights from last night's episode. Apparently still doing the really bad singers, which I love.
San Diego. We had a lot of locals down there. Last night. Some people from Riverside, some people from Studio City.
Sure.
All horrible.
Doto has emailed us. We're trying to get Doto on the phone. He's shoddy. I mean, it's anyone's guess as to whether we're actually going to get him on the show or not.
Yeah.
Scary, though.
He's finally come back. The International Man of Mystery has finally come back from the Far East.
Yeah.
And apparently he's got heat. Apparently he's got a weapon.
I heard he was in northern Thailand, and he had retreated to a solitary and peaceful life in the mountains and jungles. But then a group of human rights missionaries came to him and asked him to guide them into Burma with their medical supplies so that they could help the people who were captured by the Burmese army.
That's Rambo.
It's not Doto?
No. That's the new Rambo movie.
They both got the guns, right?
Which I can't wait for. Yes, they do, as a matter of fact.
Because heroes don't die. They just reload.
He has a bigger gun, though.
Yeah,
Rambo does.
Yeah, he's not
thank
doing
God.
Nothing.
We have Julie Benz on the line. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
I love you in Dexter.
Oh, thank you.
It's his favorite show.
It really is.
I used to come in all the time and say, are you guys watching Dexter? And they would say, oh, you know, a lot of people don't have the showtime.
I didn't for the first season. Now I do.
And it's such a great show about a serial killer who is a blood spatter expert, and he actually kills people who get through the system and deserve it.
Bad people.
Yeah, and I like to say he's a serial killer with a heart of gold.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. He has trouble feeling anything. He's a bizarre, bizarre, strange leading character.
Yes, he is.
And
yes,
I'm really excited. I mean, I'm not excited by the writer's strike. That sucks ass. But
yeah,
I'm really happy that CBS decided to bring that show from Showtime, which is also their network, and put it on CBS, which is going to happen when?
February 17th.
Oh, that's great.
And I got to tell you, it is unlike anything else you've ever watched. You have to check out the show if you like
it. It is good that Dexter will be exposed to a wider audience now. That's a plus.
If you like K-Rock and you find your taste not necessarily right in the mainstream of everybody, you will just eat this show up. It'll drive you crazy before the next week. It's so good. And Julie plays his girlfriend, who's just almost as screwed up as he is. Not quite.
Poor Julie.
I'm very damaged.
Nothing,
I don't kill anybody.
Nothing better than a hot, damaged girl, though, Julie. I'll tell you that much.
Exactly. I think.
Because they're the best ones in bed, you know. The crazy ones are the best ones in bed, we always say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This show takes place in Miami, and again, it's February 17th. We'll give you some more notice about it when it's coming, but Dexter is an amazing show, and that's kind of when I was most introduced to Julie Benz.
Can we talk about what happens on Friday, though, please?
Yes.
Yes.
I couldn't be more excited for the return of John Rambo.
You know who you are, what you're made of, wars in your blood. Don't fight it.
A lot of pounding of metal here.
You didn't kill for your country. You killed for yourself. Yeah. God's never gonna make that go away.
Yeah.
When you're pushed, killing's as easy as breathing.
All right. Excellent. Can't wait for that as well. Now, Julie, in this movie, you play the missionary, right?
Yes, I play Sarah Miller, and I'm a Christian missionary, and I come to Thailand.
Hey. Yes.
And I ask Grandpa to take us into Burma.
Burma. Burma's a war zone. You ain't changing nothing!
Yes, it is a war zone, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
So you go into Burma without him, and then you get kidnapped.
Captured by the Burmese army.
And he has to come in and rescue you.
Yes, with a group of mercenaries.
And
yes.
That's when the fun starts.
Exactly.
Now, Julie, when you first heard they're making another Rambo movie and you got the script, is it something you said, oh, I'd love to be part of this? Were you a fan of the originals?
You, to be perfectly honest, I had never seen the Rambo movies up to that point. I mean, I was familiar with the imagery from the movies.
Right.
I was more of a fan of the Rocky franchise.
Sure.
But I got a call saying, you know, Stallone's a big fan of Dexter, and he'd like you to come in and meet with him about Rambo.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, sure, why not?
That's cool.
And I read the script, and I really loved, I love the fact that even though it is an action movie, and even though it's meant for entertainment, that there's this big social message underneath it, and it really is, you know, bringing attention to what's going on in Burma. And that was really important to me, because it's not just action, it's not just gratuitous action, it's, you know, there's a story behind it.
That's the theme with everything Julie does, is if you're going to die, you better deserve it.
Exactly.
Same thing with Dexter.
You know, it is true, Julie. A lot of people are unaware of the situation in Burma. And was this something that Stallone, did you have conversations with him about the fact that he wanted to use this film to kind of expose that?
You know, I think when he was starting to write the movie, he called the UN and he called Soldiers of Fortune magazine and said, you know, where's the most violent place in the world right now? What's the hotbed right now? And everyone said Burma. And it is the most underreported war in the world. It's the longest running war in the world. It's been going on for over 60 years. It's been mass genocide. They're wiping out the peasants. And, you know, there's
the
no democracy.
Too.
Monks, yeah.
Yeah, and the recent uprising where they killed the monks. Yeah. I mean, it's a very brutal, brutal country. And the violence that you see in our movie is a watered-down version of what's really going on over there.
Well, wow, that's saying something.
That is saying something when you look at the trailer of the Rambo movie and he shoots a guy into pink mist with a 50 caliber gun.
Yeah.
You go, wow. So one was in Washington. Rambo was in Washington, right? Washington State. And then two was, I think, Vietnam. Three was Afghanistan.
Yes.
This time it's Burma.
He gets around.
Oh, I can't. We're so excited for this movie.
He loves to travel.
Speaking of which, where did you shoot this? Where was it? Where was Burma doubled for?
We shot in the northern territory of Thailand, up in the jungles.
Was it a difficult shoot? It looks like you spent a lot of time wet and cold and dirty.
Yes, I did. Yes, it was very difficult. Not a glamorous job at all. I mean, I was covered every day in dirt and mud and all sorts of things that I can't say on the air.
Showbiz, huh?
Yeah, so, but it was fun. It was a challenge.
It seems like it. It seems like there's a lot of physical acting that goes on in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's really excited me, too. I was an athlete growing up. I'm very competitive. I was very excited to finally be challenged physically in a movie and to be the only girl and to, you know, stand up to the guys and kind of take them all on.
Do you kick ass? I haven't seen the movie yet.
No, I'm more like the damsel in distress.
She's a missionary, for
God's
sake.
A lot of running, I guess.
A lot of running.
You can make it. Go! Run!
Well, we're too excited about this. Rambo opens this Friday everywhere. Of course, it's Sylvester Stallone. It's Julie Benz. And then February 17th is when CBS is bringing Dexter to television, which
terrific.
Is just fantastic. And I'm a huge fan of yours from that show, too, Julie. And thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Bye now. Please, someone tell me you saw the Entertainment Tonight tease for tonight's show.
I saw the interview last night. The interview started last night.
I didn't even know that.
What is it?
Adnoid
Glib. What's his name?
Adnan Galib.
Yeah,
I think is his name. He's the photographer that was the, quote, boyfriend of Britney Spears
for the last five minutes.
We saw in the drugstore with her.
Yes.
Looking for.
And they asked him last night on Entertainment Tonight. By the way, he signed a big deal with Entertainment Tonight to spill the beans about their relationship.
I'm sure that was the whole point all along.
In. What a surprise. He got paid for that. By the way, Harvey was telling us that they've known this kind of from the very beginning. He's been telling other photographers, I'm going to be with her. I'm going to write a book. This is my moment. I'm going to make a bunch of money.
Yeah.
They said, is Britney Spears pregnant with your child? He's like, no. And they said, do you think she wishes she was? He goes, yes. I think she wishes she had.
I hate him so much.
Why were you buying a pregnancy test then? Because she thought she might be pregnant. She had the same symptoms she had with her own pregnancy. So we had to double check.
Oh.
Yeah, right. I don't even believe that.
Is your relationship with her over? Not by a long shot, he said last night.
That's what he said last night?
Yeah.
Well, what about the... Well, let's talk to him.
We got him on the phone?
Lightning lined him up.
How much did we have to pay for this?
I don't know. That's
a good question.
Is this Adnan?
Hey, what's up, dude, bro?
Is this Adnan Galib?
Yeah, what's happening, dude?
Are you in Marrakesh?
No, I'm in my apartment, huh? How you doing? Yeah.
Can you turn down the sitar music a little bit? Whatever you're rocking there?
I've seen.
Jeez. Well, it's like calling an Al Qaeda training camp.
Hey, what's up, bro? Hey, how you doing, my baby?
Hey, Adnan, how's it going?
That's right, my friend. Good.
So you're the paparazzo. You're the guy that was dating Britney Spears.
You got that right, bro.
Is that relationship over, Adnan?
No. What do you think, man? No, baby. It's all good. My baby, I'll wreck it every night. Huh? It's good.
What about the stories of having a restraining order against you?
Oh, it's crazy, man. Yeah. I know how paparazzi work. That's what I do, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what I do, okay? So I know how they work. They say things. They say things that's not true. But you know what I'm saying? Every night, she's charming the snake, you know? I go home, I wreck it. Yeah, it's good, baby. Yeah, dude, bro.
I got to admit, I didn't see the whole report last night, but I watched clips of it, and he struck me as having a British accent.
What?
What about Ralph,
he?
Did you
Who's
see
he?
It? What's that?
Who's he?
Adnan Galib.
Adnan Galib.
No, baby. This is how I talk, bro. Come on, my friend.
Okay. You say so.
Why you try to feed me that? Come on, baby.
I'm just saying. I saw it, and that's how it struck me.
Bro. Come on, bro.
All right. Was this your plan from the beginning? Were you hoping to sleep with Britney Spears so you could cash in?
No, I say that now. But be honest with you, my friend. You know, I was taking the picture of the Britney, you know, and I walk around, and all my life, people are like, oh, man, you smell. And finally, when I saw her, somebody else smelled worse than me. Everybody's like, oh, wow, that pig smells. Look at that big fupa pig. And I was like, hey, this is good for me. You know what I'm saying?
I see. So
every pot has its lid,
that's
as they say.
So it wasn't about the money. It was about the wafting smell?
Yeah, it's good. You know what I'm saying? It masks my smell, you know?
Okay.
Ah, bro.
Adnan, I just read that your wife has filed for separation. Do you think your marriage has been torn asunder by your relationship with Britney?
Yeah. You know, it's not good for marriage to have public sex with someone else.
Have a girlfriend?
No, it's not good. But whatever. She's a dumb bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Women aren't very understanding.
Which one? Your wife or
my
Britney?
My wife's a dumb bitch. Oh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have four Helio, two sidekicks. She has old sidekicks. She has the 1994 version, like Zach Morris' cell phone. It's not good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I tell her five times, two shipment of Lexus seat cover leopard skin come in, big screen TV tomorrow, nothing, she do nothing.
So you're upset that she has a 1994 BlackBerry.
That's right. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense, baby. You know what I'm saying? We both lose.
I hear you saying. You stock them deep and sell them cheap, Adnan?
That's my cousin. No, I'm just saying, if you don't make dollars, don't make sense. You know what I'm saying, baby. By the way, you need anything? Big screen?
No, you need big screen? No, we're good.
I've been looking for a new cell phone, actually.
Okay, I got plasma, too, if you want plasma.
You got plasma?
We can make a deal, huh?
I thought you were a photographer.
Yeah. Bro, dude.
I thought you were a photographer. That's what you did for a living.
Bro,
yes.
Dude, bro.
Yes.
Listen to me.
Yes, what?
Bro, listen to me. If I have a chance, you know what I'm saying? It might be a little bit my Uncle Vache and my cousin Alib. You know, they have a store.
I can
take care of them. You know what I'm saying? You need life insurance?
I see. Life insurance?
Yeah.
No, we don't need life insurance.
No, we're good that way.
You good? All right.
But thank
I'm
you
just saying the market to get a dip, but you know what I'm saying? You need a mortgage, huh?
No, I need a mortgage.
Refi, baby, bro.
Oh, we just want to know about your relationship with Brittany.
Refi?
We don't want to read a refi, no.
We don't want to refi our house. We just want to talk about you and what a douchebag you are.
All right, let's talk. Let's go.
What's with that little... Give it to me. It's not a soul patch. It's a straight...
little strip of hair you got under your lip goes all the way down
your
chin.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Bro, it's good style. You know, I call it the inverted Hitler. You know what I'm saying?
Inverted Hitler.
Yeah, go down my chin. It looks good, bro.
It looks really stupid.
By the way, Inverted Hitler.
Good band.
Coachella.
That's all
I'm saying. They open up the side stage. It's good, bro. By the way, you need Coachella tickets?
No.
No.
Why not?
We have Coachella tickets.
I make a good deal. I make a good deal for you, huh, bro? You're my friend. Huh, my friend?
We're not your friend.
You are my friend.
We don't even know you.
Friend, bro. Dude.
So how many nights?
Dude. All right, we got it, bro, dude. Okay,
never mind. Well, it's a sad day here at K-Rock because our supermodel receptionist, Janelle, is moving on.
Oh. We should have signed her to a long-term contract. What were we thinking?
Yeah.
I wonder if y'all drove her away.
Well,
no,
I
think having you sitting around there drooling all over.
No, what's
worse
is...
I have got to get out of here.
Our own company is giving her a better job. They're moving her up in the organization.
Sure, because the higher-ups want her around them.
It's sabotage.
Yeah.
So we have...
Sumner needs a new receptionist or something. I don't know what's going on.
We have Helen in here. Helen, good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking of hot, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No kidding.
Helen's the executive assistant to the general manager and also the office manager here at K-Rock. Right. So you're in charge of the hiring and the firing of the receptionist.
I am.
Yes.
And we have to say, the last three, well done. Good job.
Yes.
Good job.
Excellent.
The last three.
Thank you.
Katie, Aaron, and then Janelle, all hot.
Her first hire was Aaron, by the way.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
And then Janelle. Okay. Now, we've heard some
talk. Helen something nice for Christmas this year,
yeah.
I think.
We've heard some talk, Helen, and we heard it actually from Janelle, our supermodelist reception.
Ist.
I know. I'm very troubled by this, that she's looking for a hot dude.
Because I asked her, when's your last day, Janelle? And she said, as soon as I find a replacement, someone to take over for me here at the front of the K-Rock, I'm going to move on to my new job. And
right.
I said, well, great. What are we looking for? She just said, I'm going to get a hot dude this time, I think. A really good-looking guy.
And I said, you go, girl. That
right.
is awesome.
Yeah.
And then said what we always say, which is, shut up, Lisa.
Now, Helen...
We're worried is what we're trying to say. We're worried that this might come to fruition.
I promise I won't disappoint you guys.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so no dude, obviously.
That's a little cryptic.
Well,
yeah, I'm afraid there's a lot of wiggle room in that.
Or you guys, as in everyone in the room.
I just want to hire someone that's going to get the job done.
No,
right.
See, so this is not the answer we're looking for.
No.
Why not?
Because whatever with the job. It's, hello, K-Rock, anyone can do that. But we need hot.
No, Ralph, not anyone could do it.
We need hot is what we're telling you. We need hot.
Okay.
And we need...
Okay, what's hot? What do you
what's hot?
Here's the requirements.
Okay.
First, a vagina.
Yep.
That's requirement
Lisa,
number one.
Lisa, help me out
sexual
here.
Discrimination.
She can't do that.
That's not sexual discrimination.
Yes, it is.
That there's certain...
That's gender discrimination.
Some jobs have certain requirements. And this job is one of them.
And a guy can't sit there because he has a penis?
Well, first of all, you don't want to waste a man's intellect behind the desk at K-Rock
right,
answering phones.
Now you're saying
and
that men are smarter than
signing for packages all day.
Ralph,
you don't
sure
want to waste a man
off.
In that
no.
position.
I'm not sure making Helen mad at us is
I'm
the plan.
I'm not mad. I'm just saying this is how the world works. Let's get real, shall we? The first thing, when you walk through the door at a radio station like K-Rock, what do you want to see?
Hot
you want
dude.
To see? No, you want to see a charming, lovely young lady who is kind, who is friendly, who is personable.
Just one second, please.
You putting Lisa in the basement?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
She is not helping this conversation.
No, she
whatsoever.
Is not.
All right.
That's what you want. That's the kind of environment we want to create here at K-Rock. You don't want some, hey, how's it going? You want some guy behind the bar. I wish it was a bar. Behind the
That's
desk.
The other thing is we want to turn it into
we
a bar.
We want it to be a bar. We want taps installed behind the front desk of K-Rock. Wow, look at
that,
this. I'm getting a stare down.
I know.
From
I
Helen.
Do you think I'm going to hire somebody like that? Do you think I want to walk in every day
dude
to that?
Dude with a tattoo on his face, unshaven.
farting?
No. You don't want that.
No.
No.
But you run the risk when you hire a guy. That's what you might not get that initially, but eventually once he gets comfortable and he starts letting himself go.
They'll
look
turn.
At Psycho Mike. Remember when Psycho Mike used to come in looking all good?
Well,
look
at Ziggy.
Him today.
Ziggy used to be our receptionist.
I know.
Yeah. Horrible.
And he was awesome.
It was bad. It was a bad idea.
He was a super cool guy.
He was.
Shouldn't have been the receptionist. So that's what I'm saying. You got to set the tone, Helen.
Okay,
that's
well, do you guys have anybody for me?
Rebecca Romaine. That's who I'm thinking.
We'd just
like to
me.
Throw her name into the
have
ring.
Have her people call my people.
We would just like to be in on the interview process.
Yes.
Okay.
So you would like bring some possible contestants by the office, and then we'll interview them.
Okay, tomorrow my first interview is at 10 o'clock.
Okay, right. Good.
What's her name?
I think it's Christy.
Okay, ooh, that's a good
Christy.
Name.
Christy sounds good.
All right. Now, how do you pick the people who you're going to interview?
I look at everyone's resume.
Mm-hmm.
Measurements?
No.
8x10s?
No measurements, no pictures.
Headshots?
No.
Photographs?
Nope.
What are you thinking?
I just look at their resume.
Okay, just between you and us, though.
Yeah.
You have to look at the measurements.
But they don't put it on their resume.
Well, they need to.
You need to revamp your request.
What's
when
the
you put...
point of meeting with a girl if she's got like a 40-inch waist? What's the point? What? Seriously.
Look at Helen. She hates you.
Oh,
you're not
God.
Helping
let's
either.
You, let's hire
There's
let's
not
hire
a lot
animals.
Of room behind that desk is what we're saying.
Let's
hire, you guys are so
Let's go ahead hire
bad.
A dog.
That's
get a German Shepherd to do it. You might as well. Great. Good.
Right. I'm interviewing guys, girls.
No.
No.
Yes.
Helen.
Okay. Have you not been listening to anything we're saying?
I'm listening.
Okay. Maybe you need to do that for the company. Maybe you need to hire guys. I mean, look at guys just for the company, not hire them.
Right. You bring them in, but there's no danger of you actually hiring
right, for
one,
HR
right?
or whatever. But
Why don't
we
just have Mike do the job?
He is super annoying.
And
yes.
uncapable. I mean,
he's
I'm not going to lie to you.
Friendly?
No.
How much time you spent with Mike that you think he's friendly, by
you
the way?
You don't want to, because people will walk in and he'll go, let me tell you what I like about me.
Right.
That's not really what you want in a reception.
They're right. Look, listen.
You know how long he would have someone on the phone once he answered it before he got to the point of what
you know
the call
how many
was
times
about?
I've brought friends or people in here, escorted people in, and they've commented on Janelle. They're like, and they're automatically in a good mood. They're like, wow, that girl's really hot.
See,
and they're ready to do business in a positive frame of mind.
Okay, trust me, you guys. If I could clone Janelle, I would. I'm sad to see her go, too.
Okay.
Well, if you could clone Janelle, could you add some boobs, too?
Oh, stop
What is
it?
Wrong with you?
I said, come out of the basement.
I'm just saying.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, voice?
Okay. But just
voice is coming up the stairs.
Mm.
We need better.
We need a thicker door.
Yeah, we need ventilation in the basement.
Blackmail these guys.
We're down a little bit further into the,
oh, the sub-basement.
Sub-basement.
Oh, good.
This is maybe the first time the sub-basement has been used.
I didn't even know we had a sub-basement.
Helen, come on now. This is important.
I know it is.
It sets the mood for every person that walks through that door.
Okay.
And I walk out the front there about 20, 40, 50 times a morning to have a cigarette. So I need a sweet, charming, smiling face to see in the morning.
Did Lisa
I
just
cranky.
Crawl up the stairs and hand you a note?
She passed a note
wants
under
me
the
to
door.
Blackmail you guys.
Hey, that's BS.
What is blackmail
I have nothing. I got nothing.
All right. But you're going to let us be in on the interview process.
Yes, I
okay.
will.
And you're looking for a part-time masseuse, too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the qualifications you have to, seriously, as you have to have in order to do this job?
Okay. I'm going to tell you.
She's reading now.
When you put out your, did you do this inside the company or outside,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, inside, outside, monster.com, krock.com,
Craigslist. What were we asking for?
Okay. Must have excellent interpersonal and communication skills.
Right.
Professional appearance
yes.
is a must.
Professional, meaning like hooker.
Hot.
Yeah, like the oldest profession. That professional appearance.
Must be able to organize and manage workload.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Manage my workload.
Yeah. Yeah. Hefty load.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why am I in here?
You got to manage multiple loads sometimes.
Because we think you need our help. That's why.
I do need your help.
Okay.
I need everybody's help.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Then duties and responsibilities. Greet visitors and listeners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Receive calls and route to proper personnel to take messages when required.
Right. That's not as important.
Be a lot of routing going on. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh.
Can you make everything sex?
I'll try it.
Receive and distribute incoming mail.
Yeah. Oh. I got a special package for you.
Receiving plenty of mails.
You're going to have to sign for it.
Receive FedEx packages. Handle outgoing packages.
Handle packages.
Handle packages.
That means when you leave every day.
Handle packages.
Right. Oh, my God.
Hang on. We have a suggestion from Tom, a K-Rock listener in Glendale. Good morning, Tom.
Glendale. What's up, guys?
Hi. You have
What's
a suggestion?
Glendale. Yes, I do. Go and get the Miss Double D runners up to interview.
That's
interesting.
An idea.
And Ralph, come on, you know you got to handle those packages.
That's
double
right.
D. All right.
These
that's
are nine perfectly good candidates going to waste after the after our competition.
Can use a backup as that.
Sure, have them email me their resumes.
I don't feel like we're making progress.
I don't
here.
Get the sense she's on our side at all.
Helen, seriously.
I'm always on your side. Always.
Okay, so you understand what we're saying, regardless of whether you can, from an HR perspective, respond positively as we'd like.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll right. do my best. I promise, Kevin.
Will you make a final decision without our okay?
Absolutely not.
She's just lying now to us.
I believe we're going to talk to International Man of Mystery, Doto, who's back from the Far East and is packing heat. He's got a weapon.
That's not good.
I believe we need
Doto's got a gun.
We've got to find out what the hell's going on with that. First, it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Rob.
Sad news yesterday. I guess we all heard about the same time that Heath Ledger was found dead in his Manhattan apartment. He was 28 years old, and he was discovered by a housekeeper and a masseuse who he had made an appointment with the day previous, and they tried to shake him. He didn't respond. They immediately called authorities. No word on what caused his death. They did find prescription medications next to the body, including some sleeping pills, but the police say they are not suspecting an intentional or suicide. Apparently, it could have been an accidental drug overdose. Actually, frankly, they just don't know yet. So they're doing an autopsy today, I believe, and then toxicology reports will come back sometime later, but maybe a little while before we know what actually caused the death of Heath Ledger. But 28 years old, guy at the top of his game, probably is the most high-profile performance already in the can. He is playing the Joker in the upcoming Batman film, The Dark Knight. And I guess it's easy to say that a lot of people are shocked by this news.
Were the K-Rock microphones there?
No.
They weren't there.
They were not there. Just give it some time, will you? Okay. Seriously.
I'm just asking.
The guy was 28.
I'm asking a question.
I'm telling you. Stop it.
Okay, too soon?
Yes.
You think?
How about 24 hours?
Just saying.
In a related story, and this should piss you off if you're a decent person at all, the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, dear God, do I hate them.
By the way, the word church is used rather loosely with this organization. These are the group of people that you often see picketing outside the funerals of families who have lost someone to AIDS. They've been picketing at military funerals because they think America is somehow responsible for the death of its soldiers because it coddles homosexuals and abortionists, they claim. They have announced via press release that came out yesterday that they intend to picket Heath Ledger's funeral because he starred in Brokeback Mountain.
Wow.
The WBC, they say, will picket this pervert's funeral in religious protest and warning. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Heath Ledger thought it was great fun defying God Almighty and his plain word, to wit, God hates fags and fag enablers. Ergo, God hates the sordid, tacky bucket of slime seasoned with vomit known as Brokeback Mountain, and he hates all persons having anything whatsoever to do with it. Heath Ledger is now in hell and has begun serving his eternal sentence there, besides which nothing else about Heath Ledger is relevant or consequential. That is...
It's not so much a church, it's just a room of hate.
It is, it's just really. Straight. It
and
just
to say they do what they do in the name of God is the ultimate blasphemy.
It is.
Really is.
And they should be... You know, here's the thing. Believe what you want. And that's the great thing about America. You can believe what you want. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a militant agnostic, which means I don't know, and neither do you. But if in the good old days, apparently, God would show up quite often. He would smite people for the smallest thing. Lightning bolts would come from the sky, and bushes would talk to you and burn, and tablets of stone would show up out of nowhere. He had an active role in what was happening here on the planet. Then now it's hands off, apparently, with God. But if there is a God, shouldn't these people be struck by lightning?
Yes.
Shouldn't just a boulder fall out of the sky and crush them when they're outside of a funeral picketing somebody?
I'm really surprised that they haven't been beaten down by people who are at a funeral.
It's time for God to get hands-on again with the human race and start doing some smiting or smoting or smittening or whatever he does. Some people need their ass kicked by the God Almighty.
Yep.
Time to get wrathful. Start throwing some lightning around.
I agree.
That'd be
are
cool.
you listening? So that's
read the Bible, you'll be sure.
All right. Remember this song?
Enter heaven, there's no back door. Righteous man.
It's the church of hate that Ralph's talking about.
There lies no virtue inside of me. Lord,
are my shield. Stay me through the fight, shelter from the urges, and help me see the light. You filthy sinners should just let me be.
All right.
'Cause Jesus, my Savior's the only man.
It's not hard to believe that that even exists today.
I don't know what's more offensive, the theme of that song or the music itself?
Both. Yeah. Both.
What we need is Baby Got Book. That's the song we need.
Baby Got
Book, and I cannot lie. The Britney Spears rumor of the day comes to us from the News of the World British tabloid that says her friends have told the tabloid that she plans to fake her own death, move to a secret location, and come back as the world's best mother. It's Britney's new plan.
Come on.
We can all just hope.
Come back as the world's best mother.
Gotta imagine that Tom Cruise isn't pleased with his Scientology video being made public and making the rounds on the internet. But I can only imagine that this is the one video that can make him more upset. It is Jerry O'Connell, star, along with Tom, in Jerry Maguire. He played Frank Cushman. Cush, remember the quarterback that he was going to rep?
Sure.
He's also a star in a series. I can't believe there's a series called Carpoolers, but apparently Jerry is also.
Oh, yes, fabulous. They zoom up the carpool.
Fictionary show.
Wonderful.
Anyway, Jerry does a parody of the Tom Cruise Scientology video on funnyordie.com, Will Ferrell's comedy website, and it is hilarious. We were looking at it yesterday. If you haven't had a chance, Jerry does a very convincing Tom Cruise impression, especially when he burst into laughter for no good reason. So going, pretty hysterical, so you might want to check that out, because I can imagine the Scientologists, the one thing they like less than people talking about their religion is laughing at them about their religion. So
yeah,
it's got to be pretty funny.
You put some security on Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah, have someone start his own car. And good news, finally, from the writer's strike. Apparently, the members of the striking union have announced that they will not be picketing the Grammy Awards. So it looks like the Grammy Awards will go off unscathed at L.A. Staples Center on February the 10th. We're going to get a chance to see that show. Grammy Awards going to be broadcast live. The news might allow Grammy-nominated artists like Justin Timberlake, Beyonce, Alicia Keys, people who have been busy as actors as well as musical performers, to present awards and show up at the Grammys instead of jeopardizing their movie careers by crossing picket lines on their way into the award show. So it looks like everybody's off the hook and the show will go off unencumbered. So that's good news. And lastly, you know, I'm upset about Heath Ledger's passing, of course.
Of course.
It's a tragedy. But the good news is he plays the Joker in his final film role.
Yes.
Which is good.
You already finished that?
Yeah. Which is good for us comic book geeks. The Dark Knight will be coming out later in the year. And the bad news is, though, apparently Warner Brothers has put their Justice League of America movie on the back burner. It was being...
Oh, because of the strike?
Yeah, because they wanted to make some additional changes to the script, and now they can't. So they've already cast it, but they're letting those actors out of their contracts because they're not going to be making it. And that means no Wonder Woman on the big screen anytime soon. However, there is a direct-to-DVD animated Wonder Woman film in the works, and they just announced that Kerry Russell from Felicity will be doing the voice of Wonder Woman. So we've got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman is so hot.
Cartoon Wonder Woman, even hotter.
You have no idea what I used to do.
No, I don't, and I don't want to know.
Do. Thinking about Wonder Woman when I was a kid.
Nope.
Wonder Woman and Batgirl.
Not interesting.
That's what I'm saying.
Which one, if you had your choice?
If I had to do one?
Ooh, interesting.
Has to be Batgirl, because the word bat's in it.
Hey, look, I find her attractive, and I love the redheads. But one was just so strong and just powerful. She would just rock your world, don't you think?
I agree.
Though she might just bear down and
break you in half.
Yeah, clamp something off. You know, it might be that vagina dentata kind of thing. You don't want that going on.
The movie
she is Amazonian. I don't know. I'm scared. I'm scared. If she'll tie me up with the golden lasso, then maybe I can go for it.
You'll tie her up with a purple lasso.
Hey,
I don't understand.
They're doing their own show.
We should do that topic again, that phone-in topic we did a while ago, your cartoon characters you most want to bone.
Mm-hmm.
That was fascinating for me. Wonder Woman's definitely up there for me. Today's celebrity birthday is Richard Dean Anderson. He was MacGyver on MacGyver. He is 58 years old today. You never knew his name, by the way, his first name, till like the last episode. They told
you
what his name was. Yeah.
Know
what his name was? First name?
No.
Angus.
No way.
Angus MacGyver.
Well, no wonder they didn't tell you.
It was a secret. Mariska Hargitay. She plays Detective Olivia Benson on Law & Order SVU. She's 44 years old today. And Tiffany Thiessen. Used to be Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Now it's just Tiffany Thiessen. Saved by the Bell, of course, Beverly Hills 90210, and Fast Lane, where she played the cop that over...
What were their names?
Oh, the two characters she worked with?
The detectives?
I think it was Zerv and Gleenan.
Zerv and Gleenan.
Zerv and Gleenan, I think, were their names.
All right.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous. Sorry.
It's not over.
It's over enough. Everyone knows
Holy
how that is.
Crap.
Everybody knows
you
how that is.
You do that all the time.
Come on.
Just wait.
Why do you have to hate?
I don't hate. It's just you're not new anymore.
Let's talk about new TV, shall we?
Okay.
I'm so glad Chuck's coming back.
Let's talk about new TV shows. We have Zachary Levi on the phone. Good morning, Zachary.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Doing good.
Bean's got jury duty. Ha ha.
By the way, Bean is has never been more excited about anything in his entire life than jury duty.
Oh. I thought you were going to say he's never been more excited than about anything than Chuck, but that's cool. Jury
No, we're excited about Chuck. He's excited about jury duty.
Yeah, I got to say, in a sick way, I kind of think jury duty is kind of cool, too. I know people think that's crazy, but, like, you watch a movie like 12 Angry Men, and you're like, dude, if I could just be that guy,
yeah.
Be the hero.
But it's never like that, Zachary.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it's never quite as intense as that, is it?
No. And Bean's been trying to get on jury duty his entire life. He owns houses. He votes. He does everything he can. This is the first time he's ever been called to jury duty, so
well, then good for him. That's a milestone, isn't it?
He's way enjoying excited. His civic responsibility.
Now let's talk about Chuck. You got two brand new episodes tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, it's a big. They're calling it a Chuck sandwich. I like to call it a panini, but whatever.
A Chuck sandwich.
It's us at 8 o'clock, and then a Celebrity Apprentice at 9, and then another new episode of ours at 10 o'clock as well. So
that's pretty cool.
Hey, Zachary, yeah, what's the hurry? Why are you burning them all off? You know, we got a writer strike going on here. Why don't you just parse them out gently?
You know what? That's an excellent question and one that you should direct toward NBC, probably. I think what the thought is that I think that the thought that's a lot of thinking in there.
It is.
Yeah,
I think the thought is that because we've only got two more that we shot, if they drag them out or over 2 weeks, it still doesn't really do anything. I think that they're just trying to hey, everybody who likes Chuck, tune in tonight, Thursday night, and you'll get a bunch of it all at the same time and really appreciate it. And plus, most people are TiVoing it and they can. Watch it. You could TiVo both episodes and watch the second one next week if you really feel
That's
like
true.
It.
That's a good idea. That's what I'm going to do.
That's
yeah. There you go.
Chuck is, by the way, one of my favorite new shows on television. It's really outstanding.
Thank you very much. We're pretty proud of it, man. It's a lot of fun. When you get to make people laugh and blow stuff up, you're doing something right.
It is hard to walk that line between action, adventure, and comedy and pull them both off admirably. And I think you guys do that each and every week, which is saying something.
Well, cheers. Yeah, we really like being a part of the show. Everyone in the cast is so talented and really, really lovely that everyone is, there's not a bad apple in the bunch, and that's a really important thing when you're working really long hours, and the cast and the crew and everybody's great. So thank you. I'm really glad that you guys like the show, and thanks for having me on, by
sure.
the way.
Let's talk about your cast a little bit, Zachary. You go to work every day, and you hang out with Yvonne Strahovski,
yeah,
who plays your handler, Sarah Walker, on the show.
Yeah, we like to call her Yvonne Strahovski. That's the moniker that I've given her.
And then when you go home, Sarah Lancaster's playing your smoking hot sister.
Yeah, I like to call her Sarah Lan-hotster. No, I'm kidding. We don't do it. No, Sarah's ridiculously beautiful. Yvonne is ridiculously beautiful. They're both complete sweethearts and so talented. And it can be intimidating working with hot chicks all the time. But we're like a big family, So it's
so you're
it's
willing good. To risk it? You're willing to try it?
You suffer through that, do you?
Yeah. What man. Are you implying, my friend?
I have a clip of Yvonne, that's her name, right? Of
yes.
She's a secret agent who's kind of your handler,
right,
so
yes.
to speak. Or at least you'd like that to be true. And this is about the big kiss.
Things have been a little off since the incident, Chuck.
Really? And what incident are you referring to? Agent Walker, huh? Could it be the incident where you planted a kiss on me right before a bomb was supposed to go off, ending our lives? That same kiss right before your boyfriend Bryce came back from the dead, that kiss?
Stop saying kiss. It happened, okay? What's done is done. Can we just not talk about it, please?
Okay, fine. Absolutely, of course. Just answer me one little thing.
Chuck.
Did you kiss me that night because you thought we were going to die and mine were the most convenient lips around, or was it actually about me?
What happened was a mistake.
Aww.
Oh, that's some pretty good stuff, isn't it?
My answer to that question is I'm shouting at the TV screen, who cares if you were just convenient?
Just be happy you got some.
It's fine. Don't worry about
it. Man. Hey, Chuck's got a heart, too, okay? It's not like he didn't appreciate the kiss, but he wants it to mean more than that. Scott.
Sure, but
he's such a girl.
In the absence of meaning more, I'm saying it's fine if it didn't. That's all.
Yeah. You know what? You're absolutely right. I've totally changed my mind.
But a show like this where it's basically, you know, Chuck saving the world every week could potentially, I think, get sort of boring because, you know, you get used to sort of the same style of show. But it really is the relationships between all the characters, I think, that keeps the show fresh and interesting, keeps you coming back every week.
Yeah, I think, you know, so much of the charm of the show is it's just the heart of the show and the relationships and, you know, and how all the characters relate to one another. And also, I think the writers do a really good job of not making it just, you know, a bad guy of the week or mission of the week. There's also, you know, they pepper in, like, every sixth episode or so, we get a good mythology episode where you learn a lot of backstory and you learn a lot about the mystery around each of these characters and Bryce Larkin and all that
stuff and
all the espionage. So it keeps it fresh and it keeps it going.
Well, there's certainly a lack of good new TV on. So tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, two Chuck episodes. You're also in this new movie, Spiral.
That
comes out at the beginning of February. This looks creepy.
Scary as hell.
Creepy.
Good. I'm glad you guys feel that way. It's really, you know, it's funny. A lot of people were wondering if it's like a horror flick, but it's not a horror flick. It's like a really intense character-driven suspense thriller. It's like kind of a Hitchcock film, and that's what we were kind of, you know, aiming to make, something that really made you think, and it makes the audience, you know, kind of really participate in the film, trying to figure out what's going on. And Joel David Moore is the star. He co-wrote it and co-directed. He's my best friend, and he's from Dodgeball and Grandma's Boy. A lot of people know him from that, and know his comedy, but he's really off in this movie. Like, he really plays a disturbed fellow.
Yes,
he
does.
And Amber Tamblyn, who everybody loves,
sure.
She plays the female lead, and she's fantastic and charming and very kind of Natalie Portman Garden state-esque, I guess you could say, in this film. And they kind of have this relationship, and he's an artist who's very, you know, reclusive, and she becomes one of his subjects that he paints, and they kind of have this love affair. And then I play the other male lead, and I'm Joel's only friend and boss, and kind of a douchebag, really, at the end of the day. But I think that you'll enjoy it.
It looks great. It comes out February 8th.
We were watching the trailer, Zachary, and I got to tell you, it does seem like a throwback to one of those movies in the 70s or something, where you know who the bad guy is, and you know where the story's going, but you just can't help yourself because the whole trip is so terrifying, you know, so suspenseful.
Oh yeah. It's not necessarily about. Although we have some, I'm pretty proud of the twists and turns that we've thrown into the film, but it's not so much about that. It's more about this kind of journey that you go on with the dementia of Joel's character, and, you know, figuring out what's real and what's not. And it's a lot of fun, and we're really excited that we actually got a theatrical release. You know, we knew that we were going to get DVD on February 19th, but we'll have a little limited release at Lemley Sunset 5 up there, like Crescent Heights area.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
so if
Sunset.
You get a chance, you know, definitely go and see it in the theater. It's always more of an experience.
That's Friday, February 8th. The movie is Spiral, and Zachary Levi's been talking to us about Chuck. Two new episodes tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Zachary, thanks for coming on the show with us. Come in studio sometime and spend some time.
I would love to. When I get back in town, I'm there.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Still doing Bad Singers?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, good times.
Still doing the auditions for American Idols. Last week it was Philadelphia and Dallas, Texas. Last night came a little closer to home, Southern California, San Diego. They had just an ass full of lunatics down there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of locals. Some people from Studio City I saw. Riverside.
Sure.
Glendale was in the house.
Glendale?
Sure.
And they were just not making us look good. I'll tell you that much. A lot of bad stuff on television last night. My favorite of all the people who auditioned for American Idol are the freshly arrived immigrants who come from other countries who don't really have a grasp so much on the English language, but they just know they love America, and this is an opportunity of American Idol, and they can get their showbiz careers kick-started.
Sure.
So first and foremost last night was Marat Harapetian.
Easy for you to say.
Marat Harapetian. And he was trying to impress the judges with his charming rendition of a very timely song, a little Engelbert Humperdinck, I think it was. Please enjoy Marat.
I fell in love with you. The last waltz should last forever.
It was Dracula auditioning.
The last waltz should last forever.
You know what? At least that guy... You can kind of see how he thinks he sounds good.
Right. He doesn't have a horrible voice.
Right.
It's just there's no way he would ever win American Idol. So what's the point?
Yeah, I know.
Another person who has no danger of winning American Idol was a guy from Southern California named Christopher.
I need to have you next to me.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow. Wow.
Then we met Valerie Reyes, who is from Riverside, California, and she is a self-described fan of Mariah Carey, one of the biggest fans of Mariah Carey there is, she claims. She's been listening to her forever, thinks she sounds just like her. Sometimes she'll be walking down the street singing a Mariah Carey song.
Yes.
And she says people say, were you just playing Mariah Carey?
Of course
they
do.
And she goes, no, that was me singing Mariah Carey.
That happens a lot.
She's that good, Lisa. And so here Valerie gives us her rendition of Mariah Carey's rendition of the Phil Collins song Against All Odds.
You're the only one who really knew me at all. Take a look at me now. Take a look at me. Me.
Yeah. You got to hear how there's a dead silence after she's done. Listen to how the judges react, and then listen to how she reacts to what the judges are telling her.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
Do you think she nailed it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's good news.
Home run. Yes.
She was shocked and dismayed to know she wasn't moving on to
that's
Hollywood.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Then Monique and Christopher Baker showed up together. These are two people who work together in a hospital. Both think they are just super talented and have a chance to become the next American Idol. And they went one after another. First was Monique doing a little Whitney Houston.
I will play the fool forever. Just to be with you forever.
Do these people react when they see the laughing?
No.
I mean, that laughing started immediately.
500-yard stare, and then just keep singing. They go, okay, that's enough, and they just keep singing. And then sometimes they'll start a second song. They're relentless.
In the middle of a critique, they'll start the second song. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Going to push them over. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right, we were wrong. I didn't know you were going to sing that. Monique kept saying, maybe it's the wrong song. Like, no, you could sing any song. It's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
So then her friend Christopher, when next she goes, well, maybe I didn't make it, but I know my friend Christopher will, you know, go on to Hollywood.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
He's just yelling, basically, at the judges. So they both get passed over, and afterwards, you know how they come out of the room often and say, well, they'll be sorry because we're going to come back and don't know anything. They had that same attitude, but they decided to do it in a freestyle song. Rather than just rail at the judges into the camera, they started making up their own song.
Excellent.
About American Idol.
American I, forget bye you through, bye. Forget you through A to Z, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, woo, woo.
Wow.
See, they told them off in song.
Wow.
American I, bye, bye.
Did they get invited back after that?
No, didn't really help their cause at all. Then we met Alberto. Alberto is a piece of work. He is a flower child.
Okay, so like a hippie dude?
Long flowing hair. Long nails about 2 inches long on his hands. Sits barefoot in a park with flowers between his toes.
Oh, a real flower child.
Yes.
Oh.
He has a giant fan that he fans himself with. The guy is out there.
Okay.
He is doing this so he can get beyond his own walls. That's why he's auditioning for American Idol. That's what he said. Because sometimes he thinks he spends a little too much time inside himself.
I get my inspiration from my imagination. Sometimes I just get so lost in my imaginations that I kind of live there. Maybe a little too much.
Yeah.
I kind of what?
Live there.
Live there
maybe
too much.
Maybe you live inside your imagination a little bit too much, Alberto.
Yeah, I think that's a given.
Especially if you imagine that you can get into American Idol. First of all, I forgot to mention, he's about 400 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah. And he can't sing. But at least he wrote his own song to perform for the judges.
Here I am, this is me, standing with my heart upon my sleeve. It's a tragedy, it takes a tragedy.
Yeah, all right, Alberto, well, that's cheered us up.
Wow.
It was the most depressing song ever. And he was stunned and surprised, as they all are, that he didn't move on.
Of course.
But lastly, the guy I thought really committed to it most was a guy named Aaron, who came in, and he's one of these guys who was not going to be deterred by them trying to talk to him or giving him a critique of his song. He was just going to go forward. And I've never heard this song again before. Maybe I have, but just don't recognize his version of it. But I'm pretty sure the basic theme of the song is Leave Me Alone.
Leave me alone now, you leave me alone. Leave me alone now, you leave me alone. Leave me alone now, leave me alone now, alone. Leave me alone.
All right, Aaron, Aaron.
Leave me alone now, you leave me alone. Leave me alone now, you leave me
okay,
alone.
All right.
Okay. Leave me alone now, leave me alone now, alone. Leave me alone.
Wow.
It was spectacularly horrible.
Talking about committing to it.
Yes. Leave Me Alone, I think, was the name of that
and
song.
He made it in Hollywood?
Not so much.
And it's time to talk to an old friend of ours who we haven't spoken to in months.
It's been a few months,
at least. 4 or 5 months. Yeah. Doto?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is you. Yeah.
We have been talking, it's almost about since August.
Has it been that long?
Since August.
Yeah.
Well, you've been traveling around the world, haven't you, Doe?
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah,
that's Ralph. That was Ralph. Yeah, Doe's the international man of mystery. He travels with his parents, or dad, all around the world. You were teaching English for a while, is that correct?
No, I was helped manage the school, Kevin.
Help manage the school, okay. Oh. We got some emails from you recently that were a little troubling.
Yeah.
Where have you been traveling recently, Doe?
I was in Hong Kong, Kevin Bean.
Okay. Okay.
And I was in China.
China, too.
I'm just looking for some opportunities. Just check with the old man.
What sort of opportunities are you looking for?
Import-export investments.
Yeah. Are you a secret agent?
Yeah, what is import-export investments? That sounds like a cover.
Mm-hmm. Everyone says that.
Are you carrying out missions for the government?
Nope.
Are you a hitman for the CIA?
Nope. Mm-hmm. Why would I do that, Kevin?
Because James Bond always said he was in the import-export business. Right. That's why I just thought you might be a secret agent.
Bean's on jury duty, right, Kevin?
He is, yeah. Yes.
Try to stay with us here, though, okay? Try to follow along. But also, something that concerns us and makes us think you may be a secret agent is we got an interesting email from you.
Yeah, and it's written to Lightning. And before I read this, I'd just like you to know, Doe, that I've always been a fan of yours.
Yes, Kevin.
Lightning, not so much so.
Right.
Okay, but here's the email. Jay, it's Lightning's first name. I have a permit to carry a gun in the state of California. Just got a few months ago. Does that concern you?
Well, as long as you're responsible about it, it wouldn't be concerned. If you're irresponsible, then that would be an issue, Kevin.
Okay, but when you write an email to somebody and say, I got a permit to carry a gun, does that concern you? Is that a threat?
No, I don't think so.
Should he be concerned?
Nope.
Because if I were him, I would be concerned. If I were me, I would have nothing to worry about. But if I were Lightning, I think I would be concerned.
I don't think there's anything to be concerned about as long as I'm pretty mature about it. If I'm not mature about it, then there'll be a problem, Kevin.
Well, you're nothing if not mature. We know that.
That's right. But how do we know if you're going to be mature about it or not?
Yeah, what if you get upset about something?
Well, at least, come on, everybody, if I'm upset, at least I know how to control my temper or my anger.
But
Kevin.
No, you don't.
You just killed a dude in Thailand or something, didn't you? Didn't you stalk a guy and then smash his head in?
Nope.
Then why would you write me an email detailing how you stalked a guy, waited at his house, and killed him by bashing his head in?
That was months ago, Kevin.
Well, it still counts.
We're not saying...
I don't care how long ago you murdered somebody. It still counts.
We're not saying it happened now. We're a little concerned. Because when you get an email detailing that, and then you changed your story and said, no, you were just exaggerating, and now you're carrying a gun, you have a license to carry a gun, you know...
You're a little worried.
If you had a gun the day you allegedly stalked the dude and hit him in the head, you know... Should we be scared?
Well, at this point, let's, Kevin being the bet, Kevin?
Yes.
Should you be scared? That's pretty subjective, Kevin, but at least I'm not going to do anything stupid, but why would I want to jeopardize my life, Kevin?
Well, we're just saying, you've proven in the past that you have some problems controlling your temper, and if you have a firearm, that's a bad combination.
Dope.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kevin.
Yeah,
don't be sorry.
Not only did you write me a letter detailing how you killed someone, Doto, with your hands, but let's not forget that you ended up in prison in the Orient because of your fist fight, all stemming from your bad temper. because someone was picking on you.
This was at the bar, Kevin and me.
But that doesn't change anything.
Yeah, we didn't swear.
You have a gun now, and if you were in that situation with your firearm, what's to say you wouldn't use it?
Do you have a weapon, Doto?
Yeah.
You have a weapon?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of weapon is it? A pistol?
Could be.
Okay.
Easy. Easy, mystery man.
And you say you're licensed.
It's like it's a permit, Lisa.
Yeah, how did you get a permit to carry a gun, by the way?
Well, I applied months ago, and you have to go through a long process.
Okay. And you went through the whole process, and they said, yes, this is the guy we think will
be responsible. State of California said, yes,
responsible.
We want Doto carrying a gun.
I know they're pretty rigid when it comes to granting license, Kevin.
But right. Don't you have to have some sort of reason, like you transport large sums of money, or there's some sort of safety factors where you have a legitimate reason to carry a concealed weapon?
I thought it was extremely hard to get a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Extremely difficult.
Did they come back to you and say, yes, you can, or did you just move on?
They told me that we can, but we let you have it on a temporary being for the cease. Like a temporary permit, Kevin.
A temporary permit. Okay, so then you went out and got what type of weapon?
Do I have to disclose it, Kevin?
Well, no.
What difference does it make?
If it's not illegal, what difference does it make?
I'm not sure what's the name, Kevin. I have to check.
I think it's a .45 caliber, like you clearly wrote in another email.
How dangerous is a .45 caliber?
Very!
If you don't know how dangerous it is, you shouldn't be carrying a weapon.
Doto, is it a concealed weapons permit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it is. I don't think there's any way he
got a
concealed
weapon to carry,
permit.
That there's only one. That means you can conceal it on your body. That's what the weapon to permit to carry is.
You can go through the check process so that you can buy a gun.
Right. You can own one, right?
You can own one.
But a permit to carry is very different.
I don't think he has that. I don't believe him.
Do you have that, Doto?
Have what?
Permit to carry the gun.
So you say that getting a permit is pretty rare, Kevin?
It's almost impossible. I'm saying you have a license to own it, but you are not allowed to carry it on you.
So that's only granted to what type of... So you said percentage is not likely, right?
Yeah, and it's not cross-eyed immigrants.
Oh, easy.
Hey, it's Psycho Mike. What's wrong with you?
He's not a citizen, and he has horrible vision. And he's trying to see...
And he has a weapon!
He's got a .45. What are you, nuts?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how does he think he's in he meets the criteria.
Psycho Mike at krock.com, by the way, Doto.
What's going to do? Email him a bullet?
I'm just letting them know who's speaking.
Kevin?
Yes, yes.
I'll be going to Hong Kong in a couple of weeks, Kevin.
Okay. You're not allowed to take guns with you.
I know that, Lisa. Don't worry about that. I don't take anything.
You don't take the weapon with you?
Nope. Why would I know, Kevin?
Right, or maybe you should try to take it on a plane.
Come on, Ralph. Don't be nuts, Ralph.
That might
Ralph,
be interesting.
Don't be nuts.
It'd be an interesting experiment to see if Doto could get away with it.
Doto, it seems like the only time you've ever needed something like a gun is when you're overseas.
Yeah, true.
That's when you get into trouble.
Well, look, I never have it overseas, Lisa.
Okay, Doto. Here,
I think no answers here. A lot of questions.
I think here's our point. If we could just narrow it down to one thing.
Okay.
You shouldn't have a weapon.
Okay. That's all?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that the Second Amendment is that people can have it, Kevin.
Right? Yes.
People who have control of themselves.
In general, that's true, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the people that have a weapon should have it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, it also says there's a right to free speech, but still, we have to watch what we say.
Yeah, I know that, Kevin.
On the radio, because we have a responsibility to.
Yeah, we all know that, Ralph. FCC regulation.
Exactly. Right. So the Bill of Rights is not absolute. And we're saying
the Bill of Rights is kind of a gray area, right, Ralph?
Not gray, but in this particular case, I think it's better if you just don't follow the whole Second Amendment.
Simple as that, right, Ralph?
For your own self, you know,
protection. Yeah. Sure.
Right. That's all.
Lightning, I met a Korean woman.
Okay.
Did you just say lightning? I met a Korean woman.
Yes,
yeah,
did.
The email.
He's having conversations with other people,
but we haven't. Lightning's not in here.
Yeah, I know that, Ralph.
Kevin.
Okay. We're safe. Seriously.
So you have a woman? Is she 5'8", 5'9"?
She's like about 5'7".
5'7". Oh, way too short.
Yeah, she's a stewardess, flight attendant.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Did you meet her at gunpoint?
No, I met her at the lounge in Korea.
Has she seen your weapon?
Nope.
That was a euphemism.
What do you mean by you have a girl? Like, I mean, are you keeping her?
In your trunk?
Or is she still in Korea?
When I was at the lounge, Kevin, I met her, I got her number, then she flies back and forth to L.A. So when she's in L.A.,
Okay.
When I was there a few times.
I see. Okay. Okay. We have a lot of phone calls on hold. We don't have time to put them on, but all of them are saying the same thing, which is basically you can't have a concealed permit unless you know the sheriff or some loophole.
It's very difficult to get.
So we're suggesting perhaps sell the weapon.
Well, get it, right, Kevin?
I just think in this particular case, you might be best to ignore the Second Amendment. See? See, Senorita?
Yes, Kevin.
Okay.
Or clean it vigorously with a round in the chamber. That's the other thing we're suggesting.
One or the other. All right, Doe, we got to run, but give up the weapon.
Tell Beat I need a babe.
Okay, well, our work is done here.
Get into a new LR2 HSE for just $399 a month for 24 months. Visit LandRoverUSA.com for details. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Well, wow. You're done.
That report didn't end so much as die.
Petered out.
Yeah.
Time for the Ralph Show, Bisbee. What's going on, Ralph?
Heath Ledger, who I'm sure by now you've all heard, was found dead in his Manhattan apartment surrounded by prescription medication yesterday. He was just 28 years old. He was discovered by the housekeeper and a masseuse who went into his bedroom when he didn't answer and found him unconscious.
K-Rock microphones.
No, they were not there.
Were not there yet.
The authorities were called immediately, and they say there was prescription medication found at the scene. They weren't strewn all over the body, as some reports initially said, but at this point, they just don't know. Was it an accidental drug overdose? Was it intentional? Was it the pneumonia that he was currently suffering from? No word yet, but they are doing an autopsy, I believe, today, and then toxicology reports will be forthcoming, so we'll keep you posted.
Those usually take a couple of weeks, don't they?
Yeah.
Take forever.
But I think at least by the contents of the stomach, they can see if there's a ton of pills in there or something. They'll be able to say whether it looked like it was intentional. However, by all accounts so far, they don't believe it was a suicide attempt, just from the physical evidence that was found at the scene, so that's kind of a drag. Mark Vincent Kaplan is Kevin Federline's lawyer.
Liz Lawyer, I'm sorry,
and is giving some details, just a few, about what kinds of questions he was asking Brittany at the recent deposition where she showed up at his office on Monday. To get some information out of Brittany, he asked her questions for a couple hours, although she showed up 50 minutes late for the appointment. She did show up. He said that was good news. But he said he's only asked about 2% of the questions he has to ask.
Oh, my gosh.
2%.
Yeah.
This is going to take 10 years.
Yeah, giving her personalities.
Her kids will be grown up.
That's true. Yeah. They'll be in college by the time they decide who's going to get to raise them. TMZ.com reports that Britney's lawyers will be meeting with Commissioner Gordon today in order to evaluate further Britney's psychological situation. They're going to ask the commissioner to grant her at least monitored visitation in a therapeutic setting, which is a legal way of saying she'll get to see the kids in a shrink's office with somebody there at all times. So we'll see if
I thought his ruling was for a month.
No visitation.
No. So I guess maybe he can just rule that again.
But I think they're going to petition and see if they can change that situation. Yeah, he can pretty much say whatever he wants. So there you go. Meanwhile, Britney's ex-boyfriend, paparazzo Adnan Galib, according to the London Daily Mail, is now offering for sale.
Sure.
A bunch of private photos.
What a surprise.
Text messages and even videos of the couple enjoying some quality time together. Adnan continues his interview with Entertainment Tonight. Tonight, part two of that interview. I think they're stretching it over several nights this week. So
yeah.
You can see him selling his story to them tonight as well.
Oh, the guy's such a douchebag. You just look at him and go, wow, I hate you just on looks alone, let alone this.
Regardless of how you feel about her, you do have to kind of feel sorry that there's these sort of vultures taking advantage of her and spending time with her just in order to turn around and be able to make a profit off.
Vulture's a great word.
And even after they start making a profit, she seems unaware of what's going on and continues to spend time with them.
Right. I want to give you a little TV tip tonight on Fox. It is the debut of Moment of Truth.
Woohoo!
Oh, this looks good.
This is a show we've been looking forward to for some time. We had Mark Wahlberg and the guy who runs the lie detector machine in on the show about a week ago. And this is where they ask regular people a bunch of questions hooked up to a lie detector. They do that backstage. And then on stage in front of their friends and family, they ask the same questions and they have to tell the truth. The answers have to match, no matter how painful or incriminating it is, in order to win the money. They have to be absolutely truthful.
They ask some amazing questions. These people are like,
they've been showing more and more in the commercials, sort of the teases of what questions they ask. And one is like, your wife's sitting there and he goes, would you cheat on your wife if there was no possible way you could get found out? Now, how does a dude not answer yes to that? That he's at least thought about it?
Sure.
without getting
but he's hooked up to the light.
He's hooked up to the light, and his wife is sitting there. How do you answer that?
I'd say
you better win a lot of goddamn money and take it home and give it to your wife.
Honey, before I answer this, I just want to remind you $1 million.
We're playing for cash, honey. Keep in mind. Diamonds, rubies. Yeah, it's going to be a great show tonight. We should play some clips for that.
I like it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we should, in case people miss it, we can recap it for them. Today's celebrity birthdays. Richard Dean Anderson. He was MacGyver on MacGyver, 58 years old today. Singer for Cheap Trick, Robin Zander, 55 years old today. Mariska Hargitay. Ooh. Detective Olivia Benson on Law & Order, SVU, is 44 years old. And Tiffany Thiessen from Saved by the Bell, Beverly Hills 90210, and, of course, Fastlane. She is 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's time to take your phone calls.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067 is the number. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew. If you get on the air, you get a pair of tickets to the sold-out Monster Jam this Saturday, January 26th at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, along with a pair of lift passes to Mountain High. Just for getting on the air. Let's begin with Harry, who is calling us from Fullerton. Good morning, Harry.
Hey, what it do?
What it do?
What it do?
Nothing. I just want to know where that L.A. Loser Club, I mean Jedi Fighting Ring is.
Oh, on Thursday nights at the park? Mike, you went there. Where were they?
Yeah, it's at a park. I think it's called Library Park. It's something to do with the library. It's on Overland, right off the 10 freeway. If you get off the 10 freeway and go north on Overland, you will see it. It's about 100 feet away from the freeway.
All right, good, because I wanted to, like, show them, because it makes martial arts, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, no, they're very passionate about their martial arts.
Yep. I guess, but I don't know, like, I know how to fight.
Watch for that midget guy, though. He's very angry.
That's right.
And Cable.
Yeah. I hate you a-holes. I talk like this ordinarily.
Cable is his name.
He's an Ewok.
All right. Let's say good morning to Mike in Los Angeles. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what it do, nephew? What it do, Lisa May?
What it do?
Hey, since Ralph's there now, I just wanted to get some insight on the end of Cloverfield. Did you see the whatever fell from the sky?
You know, can we talk about this now? I hate to be a spoiler. All right, spoiler warning. If you don't want to hear about this, turn your radio down for like 20 seconds. But no, I didn't notice it at the end of the movie. But apparently at the end of the film, they intercut a lot of stuff between a date that this couple goes on, like Coney Island.
Right.
And apparently as it's going back and forth on the videotape that you're supposedly watching, if you watch them by the beach, you can see something drop out of the sky and land in the water off of New York.
Oh!
Yeah, it's actually, I saw the movie. I didn't see it. My friend saw the movie, called me, and was like, did you see it? So I went to see the movie again. And if you don't mind, I can tell you where exactly it happens. Is right when it switches over at the end of the movie, you see a boat in the right side. They're in the Ferris wheel. You see a boat. About right when they show that boat, maybe 5 seconds after, if you look a little past behind the boat, you'll see it fall from the sky and splash right into the water.
But awesome.
There you go. Something to watch for at the end.
Everyone's like, oh, it's a satellite or it's an alien. So,
well, I'm guessing we're led to believe that that's where the monster comes from.
Yeah.
It's an alien. It drops from the sky. Yeah. And apparently at the end of the film also, there's a little audio track that is backwards. And if you capture that and then play it right side, or right ways,
right,
it says, it's still alive.
Oh, no kidding.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
So it's typical J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
He puts a lot of hidden clues in this movie apparently as well. So
fantastic.
Good stuff.
He went all the way back just to watch for that one scene.
Yeah, and this happens, the audio thing happens at the very end of the credits. Like, who is sitting around for that?
Let's go to Jay in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
What a deal.
Hi, Jay.
Ooh. You know, I heard this morning that Kevin was kind of super excited that Dexter was going to be on CBS.
That is
super
excited. How dumb can you be?
What?
Wow.
I mean, that show is
the best show ever.
Yes. So now when his sister goes out to cut somebody out, what is she going to say?
Oh, I see. You're afraid of the editing when they bring it to CBS.
All the editing, all the blood, all the bodies, it's all going to go away.
I can see
they'll keep the bodies. They don't have trouble with bodies on
it. Isn't going to be as good as when it was on Showtime.
TV.
But
it's
Network does
suck.
Not
it's
have...
Not gonna, it's not going to be good. It's going to suck.
It's not going to suck.
You watch The Sopranos on A&E?
Yep.
Yeah,
it's not, even worth it's not as good.
Yeah, but
it's
not as good. But it doesn't suck.
The Sopranos is far more vulgar as far as the language than Dexter.
And so is Dexter.
Yeah, but not. But sex is the problem. TV has the biggest problem.
I
mean, most
no,
of
I don't think
sex
so.
And language.
No, I don't think so. I'm telling you,
the violence. They said they're not going to touch the violence because it's the same kind of stuff you see on CSI and those other procedural shows, anyway.
So. I don't think so. I think it's going to suck.
Well, you're
all right.
Okay.
Look at it. You think it's going to suck?
Don't watch.
Moving on.
What the hell? All right, let's go to Cindy in Calabasas. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
What it do?
Hi, Cindy.
What it do, Miss Boo?
What it do?
What's up, Cindy?
Hey, I just got to tell you guys this Kenya thing with the older women.
Yes.
And the young black stud.
Yeah.
I do not agree. I'm an older woman. I go to Australia, Italy, France, and I don't need it black.
You don't need it black.
No, you can get it good anywhere. The color is not the difference.
So it doesn't matter what color you are?
No, it doesn't matter. Young black stud men don't make sense that women go cruise on over there just for that. Come on now.
Well, some girls have a jungle fever thing.
Old and fat and struggling with their own.
That's possible.
They are.
That is possible.
Some girls just like the chocolate.
The chocolate's okay, but you can bang just about anything if you do it properly.
You have your own taste. I mean, it's understandable.
That's true. I do have my own taste.
But Cindy, they are older women.
Well, she said she's older too. Do you have sex with a lot of young studs when you travel?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
How old are you, Cindy?
49.
Wow.
Well, these women were in
their
60s,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, 60s and dried up. Come on now.
Cindy, what time in the morning do you start drinking?
I haven't started drinking on my way to work. I just had to call because this is too funny.
All right. It's a true story, by the way.
I talked to you guys anyway.
We didn't make up that story, by the way. That's a true story.
According to the tourism board.
Old British women.
If you don't wear condoms, that's even more funny.
I know.
All right. Ridiculous.
Well, they're so old, they're going to die soon anyway.
Yes, that's right. Dumb British women. Sorry.
All right. You need to either drink or talk on your cell phone, not both.
I will drink, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Cindy.
So you sound a little tipsy.
All right, let's go to...
I love last sex everywhere.
Gary and Downey.
Hi, dear nephews.
How do,
Gary?
Yeah. May the force be with you.
Yes.
May the force can be with you.
What's going on?
Hey, there was a bank robbery police chase yesterday, which is the type of police chase you want to be behind. They were dishing out all kinds of cash onto the freeway.
Oh, I didn't see that.
What?
Oh, big time. They were like dumping a couple here and there. I mean, there was handfuls of cash.
Bank robbers that had already stolen from the bank were throwing cash out their window as the police followed them.
Trying to create a distraction.
A slowdown.
That's awesome.
That's
people would hit their brakes.
Well, then a smart driver, what he did was he made a quick left into a mall and hit right into the center pole, right in the middle of the entry.
Oh, he ran into it? Oh.
Two of them took off one way, two took off the other way. They never caught two of them. One of them got hit by a police car, and then they bounced up and kept going another 20 feet, and then he just collapsed.
Good times. That's a car chase.
Where did this happen? Was it local?
Yeah, it was in L.A.
Oh, I missed that. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Down here, start looking for some spare cash. They had to miss some of it, right?
You'd think, right? Maybe a $100 bill someplace,
someplace
or something? From the bank. That's awesome. All right. Thank you for the callers. Thank you to everybody that was on the program today. Tomorrow morning, we're going to actually talk to the real Gene Simmons, who was fired from Celebrity Apprentice last week.
Did you watch last week's episode?
I have not yet, no.
I did.
He was an idiot. He pretty much committed suicide on that show.
I think he wanted off. I'm pretty convinced he just wanted off.
We'll have to talk about that because he made it almost impossible for Donald Trump not to fire him.
I was surprised he ever went on in the first place.
He was doing real well. He was doing real well on the show.
Was he the team leader or whatever?
Yes, he was the project leader.
Well, we'll talk to him tomorrow and find out just exactly what's going on. Maybe he did want to get off. Who knows? American Idol highlights for tomorrow. Moment of Truth highlights. That show's on Fox tonight.
Cannot wait to watch that.
That looks fantastic. Bean will be back from jury duty, and he will tell us how he annoyed everybody in the jury as much
Can
as he usually
imagine
does.
Imagine being in a room with Bean trying to decide something about anything.
I hope.
I can't imagine that because we do it every day.
I hope their version of Ralph was in the jury as well.
Will you shut up?
Yelling.
I have to go home and feed my cows.
Plus, we have, I don't know if you've seen this, and I guess a listener tipped you off to this, Ralph, that you can actually play blackjack with Sean Connery?
Yes, it's the most bizarre phone number. You call this number, and it's an automated Sean Connery who plays blackjack with you.
Awesome.
Really? Yes.
For what purpose?
I have no idea. They don't charge anything? Doesn't cost anything to
call?
It's
an 800 number,
It's an 800 number. You call it up, and you just, for as long as you want, you can play blackjack with Sean Connery.
That's so bizarre. Funny.
It makes no sense to me, but it's very, very entertaining.
We'll explain that. We'll talk again to Eli Manning, the quarterback of the New York Giants.
Oh, good.
He's a great spokesman.
He is a fun time.
He is. Kat is up next. She has 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. She's got a new one from Foxborough Hot Tubs called Mother Mary. She has Jack Johnson. She has Rise Against, Silver Sun Pickups. It's all in 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock coming up next.